Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965. Deledes.
Money Pit is presented by RoofMax and EcoFlow. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so psyched to be with you today as we talk about your home improvements, your apartment, your condo, your yurt, whatever you call home. If it needs a repair or two, this is the place to be because we would love to hear what's going on. We'd love to help you make that place more comfortable, to fix up anything that's bugging you and get you on the road to enjoying your house. First step, though, is to help yourself by reaching out to us with those questions. You can do that by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. You can very easily record a question. It will come to us instantly for the fastest possible response, or just call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, a tree in your landscape can be a thing of beauty, right? But after it's gone, the stump is left behind? Huh, not so much. While there's nothing easy about stump removal, if you're patient, there actually are a number of ways to get rid of stumps for very little cost. So we're going to tell you how to do just that.
And also ahead, the summer is predicted to be a hot one, so staying cool and comfortable while not breaking the bank paying for your air conditioning is top of mind. We're going to share ways to prevent that utility bill blitz.
And summer season with its intense heat can be very rough on your roof, so we're going to share a way to protect and restore flexibility to your asphalt shingles by 5 years with one application. And we'll tell you how to do that in just a bit.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job and our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on projects that you want to get done.
That's right, but your job is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with your projects and your questions. So a couple of ways to do that, and call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT. And so you don't have to figure out what all those letters mean on your phone. I'll just tell you, it's 888-666-3974. Or you can very simply post your question at moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button. So we're ready. Are you ready? Call us right now with your questions. And Leslie, who's first?
Alicia in North Carolina is on the line with the Money Pit. I have a question about a patio and deck. What's going on?
We have a patio cement slab in the back of our house. It runs the length of our house. On half of that slab, it sits our deck.
Okay.
We live in a split level, so the deck goes up rather high. It has posts that sit on this cement slab patio. And there's a crack going down the middle of it. When we bought the house about 3 years ago, we didn't notice the crack. It was there, but we really didn't notice it. And then I'd say about last year, we're sitting down and noticed that the crack is now splitting open. You know, our backyard slopes down. It's North Carolina. There's lots of that red clay. That's most of what our ground is made up of. And it's like the ground is pulling away from that cement slab because of rain and flooding in our backyard, which unfortunately right. floods as well. So it's making it worse. I don't know whether the footings are what they really should be. We've had a couple people come out and estimate the situation. I just don't know what to do.
First of all, are you convinced, Alicia, that this crack is active, that it's opening up, or is it just that you're paying attention to it now every time you walk out in the backyard, so maybe you're imagining it's getting bigger?
No, it's different looking than it was when we first bought it.
How big is the crack?
It's not huge. Not like it's, yeah, no, it's not like it's 3 inches big now. It's small still. It's opening up. The caulking isn't covering the crack anymore.
Okay.
So I'd say about quarter inch.
All right. It's not bad. So there's a couple of things you can do here. First of all, you do need to clean out that old caulk and reseal this one way or the other. Quikrete has a product that's made specifically for concrete slabs that you can use that will give you a textured finish, and it dries in about an hour. So you do want to reseal it. Now, in terms of, you know, not having to look at it, maybe doing something that would be a little more attractive, maybe slowing it down, I think you're right. The reason it's moving, if it is in fact moving, is it's exacerbated by waters. You know, cement slabs don't have footings, so there's nothing holding it back from doing this. And I just wonder if this deck was properly built because it's sitting on top of half of it. It really just shouldn't be sitting on the 4-inch concrete slab. It should be sitting on the footing below it. Be that what it may, another idea that you might want to consider is Pavestone makes a paver brick that is about half the thickness of a full paver brick. It's designed for taking a cement slab that maybe doesn't look so hot and creating a beautiful paver patio with it. The way it works is you lay down the perimeter, and then you sort of put your whole pattern in, and then you take up the perimeter and you basically glue in the outside perimeter row. And then that holds all the bricks inside of it. And then you add this typical paver stone and it looks fantastic. So that's available from Pavestone.
You know, my big concern is, you know, 5 years down the line, if we want to put the house on the market kind of thing. And I didn't want to, I wanted to do something. If I was already seeing an increase in the crack now, what would it look like 5 years?
A cement slab is not a structural part of your backyard or your patio, okay? It's basically there as a surface that you
okay.
can work with. And if you put the pavers over it and it goes from a quarter of an inch to 3/8 of an inch, nobody's ever going to see that. The pavers are just going to shift. Product is made by Pavestone. It's actually called Pavestone Milano. That's the brand. That's the particular product that is the thinner version of the full Pavestone paver.
Okay.
And again, it can go down right on top of that slab, goes down really quick, and it'll look fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Glenn in Arkansas is on the line with a roofing question. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have some moss on my roof. I had a bunch of tree limbs there, then I got those cut. Just got little bitty pieces of moss here and there growing on the west side of my roof. And I just want to know what I can do to maybe get rid of it and keep from coming back that won't hurt the roof.
So, well, you took the first step by getting rid of some of those trees. You'll have more sunlight, and that will have a natural effect, sort of a natural mildicide effect. The other thing that you can do is you can treat that wood with a mildicide. There are a number of roof products out there that will work. Jomax is one. 30-second cleaners is another. And these are products that you can use a spray hose applicator with. So you just kind of shoot the roof and saturate it and let it work for a while. It's not an instant thing. You know, you have to, because what it's doing is killing the moss, and then sort of Mother Nature releases it and washes it away. And the other thing that you can do, maybe after the roof is getting clean, is at the top peak of the roof, put in a piece of copper flashing across the entire top of the roof, maybe under the cap shingles, because what happens is as the rainwater hits the copper, it releases some of the metal into the rainwater, and that acts as a mildicide as well. If you ever notice that around a chimney, sometimes you see streaking underneath it, that's because the water is connecting with the flashing, and that water then is actually acting as a mildicide after it picks up a little bit of the metal from the flashing, and that's why you get a streak. So if you put a piece of copper all the way across the top peak of your roof, it'll do the same thing.
Sounds great. I'll do that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, we've got a pretty summery project. I feel like tree removal, yard maintenance, all of that goes hand in hand with summertime. And if you've got a stump to get rid of, there's a couple of really expensive ways to do that. But if you've got some patience and some time, we can share a way to make that stump disappear for virtually no cost. That's next on the Money Pit. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Briggs & Stratton, makers of the most powerful line of home standby generators, is now offering the Simplify 6.6 battery storage system that's versatile, quiet, and clean. The home battery backup system is more affordable than you think and may be eligible for tax credits. Power in your terms on or off the grid. Rely on Briggs & Stratton so you'll always have power. Learn more at energy.briggsandstratton.com. That's energy.briggsandstratton.com.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max Kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You got a big project planned for this summer? Maybe you're figuring out something really fun to do around your house or in your yard? Well, whatever it is, we are here to help you be ready to renovate like a pro. And you can do that when you tune into the Money Pit podcast. We've got expert tips and tricks, whether you're doing a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or even a total home makeover. We're going to share knowledge and give you confidence to transform your space into that masterpiece you want. So subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and start renovating like a pro. Karen in Texas is on the line with a driveway that is just cracking up. What's going on?
My home was built in the late 1970s, and that's what's going on is my driveway has just gotten full of cracks and everything. So when I was looking into replacing, tearing it out and replacing the concrete, I had someone suggest to me that there's some newer products on the market that you can overlay over top of the concrete.
Yeah. So this is a concrete surface, right? We're not talking about asphalt. It's definitely concrete?
Definitely concrete.
All right. Now, the cracks that you're seeing, is the driveway sagging or is it just have these sort of fissures in it? I'm asking this question because I want to know if it's structurally unstable, because no matter what you put over it, if it's got a weak base, it's just going to continue to move and crack. It'll look better, but it'll still do that.
I wouldn't say it's unstable. There are quite a few that run. They're not small, short ones. I mean, they've gotten pretty big. There is one area at the bottom of the driveway by the street that seems to have had a little bit of a collapse.
Shift, yeah.
Nothing that can't be dealt with.
All right, so here's what I would do. There's a new product out just this year from Quikrete. It's called Recap. And it's a really interesting product because they've designed a product that will absolutely bind to old concrete and not separate. And it's fairly simple to apply. You put it on, you clean the concrete, you put it on when the concrete's wet, and you work it, smooth it out, you trowel it out. You can use, a squeegee. You can use a broom to give it a bit of a broom finish, and then the whole thing dries in just a few hours. I think that would be a great addition. In terms of the end of the driveway where it reaches the street, that's the part we call the apron. What I would recommend you do there is to go ahead and tear that out. You can pick up a few bags of Quikrete and mix it up in a wheelbarrow and re-pour that, and this way you can make sure it's nice and thick and structurally stable, and then even sort of extend the Recap color onto that so it'll all look like one piece when it's all done. But I think that that's probably the best, because if the concrete continues to move, and by that I mean sort of shift a little bit, expand, contract, freeze-thaw cycle, whatever, those cracks will show back up, but most of them will be filled in by the Recap product. I think you'll like how it works.
Awesome. That was what I was hoping to hear, because it's got to be a whole lot less expensive than having it tore out and completely re-poured.
Well, absolutely. And, by the way, there's one other option, too. If you'd love to have a paver driveway, there's a new paver out from Pavestone. It's called Milano. And what's cool about these Milano pavers is they're half the thickness of a normal paver, and they're designed specifically to go over old concrete patio and driveway surfaces. So you could look into those as well, probably a little more expensive, probably a lot more expensive than the Recap product, but it looks absolutely gorgeous when it's done, and you really can't tell that it's not a full-thickness paver when you see it. So there's two options for you.
Perfect. Well, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you have a stump to get rid of, there are a couple of really expensive ways to do that, but there are also some less expensive ways to make stumps disappear. First, the most common method of stump removal is grinding, but that job is about as far away from DIY as you can get. You need to hire a tree service who will use a very specialized stump grinder, and that can get really, really expensive. It's a monstrous piece of equipment.
Yeah. Now, for a hardy do-it-yourselfer, digging out a medium to small size stump definitely is possible. It's a matter of exposing the trunk below the grade, chopping out that wood, and repeating until that stump is gone or you're exhausted or whichever comes first, because you're going to have to do it a bunch of times, I promise. It's going to take a little bit, but it's definitely a doable project. Now, an easier way to remove a stump is to use chemicals, and they're going to be sold in home centers and hardware stores, and they do contain potassium nitrate, which is going to speed up the microbial process of decomposition. So basically what you do is you drill some deep holes into that stump, and then you pour those chemicals into the holes and then cover the stump with a tarp. And you've got to wait about 4 to 6 weeks, because then what's going to happen is that wood is going to become spongy. At that point, you can chop out the softer wood. It's still going to be exhausting, but not us.
I actually did tackle a stump that way. I drilled deep holes into a stump, and you know what I learned? You can't do that with a small drill because you burn your drill out. It was smoking in my hand. Yeah, actually completely burned it right out. So threw that one in the garbage, and actually got out one of my old corded drills. One of the things I guess the corded drill was good for is that, and I was able to get all the holes drilled. And it worked very well. Just like you say, it takes a while, but it does work. Now, lastly, the other way you can do this is you can burn out the stump. This works best on older or drier stumps. It's basically potentially dangerous, so you need to know what you're doing. But it generally involves pre-treating the stump with a flammable liquid and then starting a small fire on top of the stump. We've got the step-by-step tips on how to do that on moneypit.com. But again, you've got to be very, very careful when you tackle that project.
William in North Carolina is on the line with a mold question. What can we do for you today?
Mold and mildew. How do you eradicate it? And I've got it on the walls, on the ceiling, which I'm going to pull that out. But I've been told different things. I mean, can you simply try to bleach it off of walls? Or?
All right. Hey, William. Let's start at the beginning. Tell me about this mold that you're seeing. Tell me what kind of house you have, how old your house is, where you're finding the mold, how long it's been going on, that sort of thing, okay? Talk to us.
Sure. It's a cabin out in the woods, and it is in the shade. It was built in 1960, and it is a wooden structure. The walls on the inside are both wood, knotty pine, and it's beautiful. And then the bathroom is where the real concentration is. That is a stucco type wall.
All right. So you have a cabin. Does the cabin have heating?
It does. Yes.
Yeah, okay. But it's not used year round.
It's not, and unfortunately, I let someone stay here for the past year, and I don't think they maintained it.
Well, typically when you have cabins such as the one that you describe, it will grow mold more quickly than, you know, a place that has a more typical HVAC system that's properly maintained. And usually what you have to do is go in and thoroughly clean it. Now, there are lots of different products to do that, but it definitely has to be done. And you have to also be very careful because as you're doing this, you could risk releasing those mold spores and also breathing them, which could make you sick. So you need proper cleaning materials, and you need proper ventilation materials so that you are not breathing that back in. A mask and ventilation techniques, like,
right.
For example, depressurizing the cabin while you're doing the work, so otherwise the mold spores get released to the air. Honestly, it's not a do-it-yourself job, although I know a lot of folks that have hunting cabins and that sort of thing will do it themselves. But you've got to be really careful the way you go about this because you can make it worse.
Okay, so what are the materials that are typically used? Is it a bleach type?
Yeah, usually there's a bleach type material. It's an oxygen bleach type of a product, or it's a diluted bleach. There are a number of commercial products that are like that are out there. There's 30-second cleaners is one of them. And you have to apply it, and you have to let it sit because it will kill the mold spores, and then you rinse it off. But it's a process, you know, and there's a lot of elbow grease involved. And then you have to maintain it. But if you do it once and do it right, some of these products will also have like an inhibitor as part of them so that it won't grow mold as quickly in the future.
Okay. Yeah, the situation I have is because it is so deep in the woods that it really does not get any sunlight during the day.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so, yeah, and the way it has been raining here in North Carolina, I think that's just exasperated the situation.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you just gotta, you know, you're just gonna have to do a little more maintenance to try to keep that at bay. But like I say, that the new products have inhibitors in them, so that hopefully that will slow it down.
Okay. What was the one you just said? 30-minute?
Yeah, 30-second cleaner is a good product. Jomax is another one that's been around for a long time. It's made by Zinsser. Just follow the label directions, and I think that you'll be very happy with the result. Okay?
Okay.
This is the Money Pit. Well, this summer is already a hot one, and it's kind of just expected to stay a scorcher. So keeping cool and comfortable without spending a ton on air conditioning, that's going to be a priority for everybody. We're going to share some tips to help you avoid skyrocketing utility bills next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Young people are over-consuming fast fashion and dumping usable clothes. New research shows that each year, U.S. consumers throw 10.4 billion items in the trash. CEO of Garson & Shaw, Lisa Jepson, provides more insight.
We were really surprised that the main finding of the report is that many younger people are throwing away clothes. 65% throw away at least one item of wearable clothing every month. The report stresses the importance of moving away from disposable fashion to a model where wearable clothes do not go to waste. Our message is reuse clothing to help fight climate change. Our political leaders need to educate the public about the harms of fast fashion and back the second-hand clothes sector. I would like to see political support. Policies like the America's Act should be used to invest in the reuse sector and open up new export markets.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Ammon. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, this summer is predicted to be one of the hottest in recent memory, which means staying cool and comfortable while not breaking the bank paying for your air conditioning is going to be on everybody's mind.
Well, thanks to tax incentives and the ever-increasing energy efficiency of our HVAC equipment, there are a variety of ways to prevent that utility bill blitz. With us to share tips is Dennis Stinson, Senior Vice President of Sales for Fujitsu General America. Welcome, Dennis.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you, Leslie. It's a pleasure to be here and talk to your listeners.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a bit warm here today, and I am sitting in the comfort of my Fujitsu split ductless, which is quietly cooling the studio, and that's tough to do. It's tough to do quietly, that's for sure. So I've been a fan of your equipment for many years and was actually an early adopter of split ductless because they work so darn well for situations like ours and for so many homeowners as well, too.
Well, we're glad to hear that. We've got many hundreds of thousands of units outside in the States and Canada as well, doing exactly what you just said, providing great comfort very quietly and very efficiently. So glad we have another devotee.
All right, so let's talk about ways to improve our air conditioning situation and cut costs. And one of the big ones we should chat about is the fact that the Inflation Reduction Act is doing a lot to help us afford lots of energy-saving appliances, including air conditioners. So can you talk about how that works?
Yeah, so the Inflation Reduction Act is a good piece of legislation, and it's going to take some time for all of it to roll out in its entirety. But there's a couple of parts to it. One of it is an extension of the tax credit, and this is a good piece of legislation. So this will provide a tax credit on your federal return based on home improvements. And this is really just an extension of what we've had for quite a few years and, frankly, through quite a few administrations. It's a good piece of legislation because it's an extension, which means that consumers and contractors and distributors and good citizens of the U.S. already know how to use it, so it's easy to apply. The second part of that is what we more so know as the Inflation Reduction Act. And this is a little more involved because what it does is pushes down some funds to each individual state based on criteria, not only on income, but also on efficiency of the equipment. So each individual state is creating their programs and the requirements to be able to qualify for that. To date, many states have submitted their application for their intent to participate in it. New York State is the farthest along, but effectively what you'll see is many thousands of dollars available for the replacement of a home heating system based on installing a high-efficiency electric heat pumps in replace of that.
So now we're getting ready to install some new high-efficiency equipment in the home to keep us cool. What are some other tips that we can do in tandem with the equipment to sort of help us save money, keep the home efficient, that you guys are really recommending to go hand in hand?
Well, Leslie, that's a great question. So we know that all heating systems are not created equal. So we know that what we can find is that there's really two types of technology that as a consumer you want to zero in on. The first is inverter technology. And what that means is that the piece of equipment is going to ramp up and slow down based on the load or the demand that it's seeing. So the hotter it is outside or the more people in the building, the more capacity the unit will put out, but it'll slow down when it's a mild day and you just want to chase the chill either in heating or just take the edge off in the cooling mode. So think of it as a cruise control for a car, that it replaces the amount of energy that comes out. Contrary to that, what you would have is a traditional piece of equipment that's either all the way on or all the way off, potentially overheating or underheating or conditioning a space. So the fact that it can run at partial capacity means tremendous efficiency, but also greater comfort as well. The second side of that question, looking at it, is that you would want to ideally have something that's zoning your house. So if you're downstairs watching the game, then you would condition the downstairs area, the living room area, your TV area, your den, to that comfort level. And then at nighttime when you go up to bed, you would condition your bedroom so that the whole house doesn't have to be 72 degrees or 68 or whatever it is you find it comfortable, just those spots that you're conditioning in. And if you get to that point in life like I am now where the kids are off at the college and going somewhere else, then do we really need to keep their bedrooms the same temperature as everywhere else? I mean, the answer would be no. I can condition where I'm living, but I don't have to under-condition or over-condition other spots that aren't being occupied.
You know, that inverter technology is a game changer for heat pumps. You know, for years I've been telling listeners how to use heat pumps in terms of how not to ride that thermostat up and down so that it doesn't always switch on the emergency backup heat, which is the straight electric resistance heat, which is super expensive. But now with this inverter technology, you're kind of the brain behind it. You're the Intel inside. And you're basically very carefully and very strategically adjusting that heat based on factors like outdoor temperature and almost guaranteeing comfort as a result of that. So that's really going to change the market for heat pumps and make them far, far more practical. In addition to the fact that you now can heat when it's well below zero outside, correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And that's the terminology, right? So many think that when you use a heat pump, it gets to a certain point and then it doesn't work so good anymore. Then I need to kick up in that backup resistant electric. And then, frankly, at that point, nobody's saving money, right?
Right.
But the heat pumps today with inverter technology is we have full capacity below minus 15 degrees. So when it gets really super chilly around the beginning of the new year, at least where I live, then you're going to still get 100% capacity out of your unit beyond. So there is not a need for that, frankly, expensive auxiliary backup heat. The unit will do it all by itself.
Dennis Stinson is the Senior Vice President of Sales for Fujitsu General America. Great technology, great products, and a great time to invest in a new cooling system as we run into what's going to be one of the hottest summers in recent memory. Dennis, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Dennis Stinson from Fujitsu, for keeping us all cool. Coming up, the summer's intense heat can be especially rough on your roof. That intense heat causes your roof to dry out. It's going to lose flexibility and could cause some leaks. We're going to share a solution that can extend your roof's life by at least 5 years when the Money Pit returns.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Briggs & Stratton, makers of the most powerful line of home standby generators, is now offering the Simplify 6.6 battery storage system that's versatile, quiet, and clean. The home battery backup system is more affordable than you think and may be eligible for tax credits. Power in your terms on or off the grid. Rely on Briggs & Stratton so you'll always have power. Learn more at energy.briggsandstratton.com. That's energy.briggsandstratton.com.
Well, it may surprise you to know that a quality metal roof typically offers the best long-term value for your money. Quality metal roofing offers durability and strength, superior performance, and can last up to 50 years. They're also super easy to maintain. For beauty, long-lasting protection, and peace of mind, a new quality metal roof is your best investment. Learn more about quality metal roofing and download your free roofing buyer's guide today by visiting Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
There's an issue cutting through the bipartisan bickering in Congress. It's AM radio. The overwhelming majority of legislators, Democrats and Republicans, support a bill to keep AM radio in cars. But time is running out. Text AM to 52886 and ask Congress to bring this bill to the floor for a vote now. AM radio is too important to let this moment pass us by.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Maybe you've got some plans for some big summer renovations. Well, if you are ready to tackle a home project with confidence, we are here to help you do just that. Whether you're planning a decor project, maybe you're remodeling your kitchen or bath, or just fixing a leak or a squeak, we're here to help you every step of the way on the Money Pit Podcast. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Frankie on the line with a countertop question. What's going on, Frankie?
I have in my kitchen is a countertop that I think is linoleum. I'm not sure what it is, but it's gray in color, and I would love to either change it out or do something different. Somebody told me I could apply another round of paint, and that way it would look better than it does.
Hey, Frankie, you know, actually there are a number of ways for you to do this project. First of all, you mentioned that the countertop might be linoleum. I doubt that. It would be certainly an odd choice. Linoleum is an old flooring product. It's more likely to be some sort of laminate. And if that's the case, a company called Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings, their website is deichcoatings.com. They have two different products that are designed as countertop finishing kits, and they're awesome. One's called Spreadstone and one's called Luxrock. And I'm actually doing a project myself right now with the Luxrock products. Now, these are coatings that have a lot of stone in them. The Spreadstone looks kind of like a more of a solid, even stone feel to it. The Luxrock looks just like solid granite, except that they're super easy to clean. So it's a project you can do yourself. It takes about 3 days or so, depending on the product. Essentially, you clean the top and you get to work. Everything you need is in the kit. So check out the Spreadstone countertop finishing kit and the Luxrock solid surface granite countertop kit, both available at DeichCoatings.com, DeichCoatings.com. I think that's a great way to restore your countertop without spending a whole lot of money.
Well, the summer season with its intense heat can be really rough on your roof. Now, the intense UV radiation, that can dry out your roof to a point where it's going to lose all of its flexibility. And when that happens, shingles can dry out, they'll crack, and then they lose their water resistance. Now, this is especially true today because most shingles have less asphalt in them than ever before, which means that they're going to dry out all the much faster. And when that happens, the shingles are going to need to be replaced, and that can be pretty expensive.
Now, there is another way, however, to extend the life of your roof, and it's called RoofMax, and it's a roof rejuvenation treatment that restores the flexibility and waterproofing protection of aging asphalt shingle roofs, and it can save you 80% over the cost of a traditional roof.
Yeah, and RoofMax's new technology uses natural plant-based bio-oil for a full asphalt shingle restoration, and this gives shingles flexibility and instantly can add 5 years of life to your roof.
Yeah, it's kind of like when the sun dries out your skin and you use a lotion to help bring it back, or like when you treat an older deck or a driveway to add some life to that surface. RoofMax does something very similar for asphalt roofs, only they use this revolutionary new technology that soaks into old brittle shingles, and it adds millions of microbeads of all-natural bio oil to restore the flexibility and prepare them to better protect your home. I saw this for myself at a home that we were trying to sell in Florida, and we thought we were going to have to replace the roof, but after the RoofMax treatment, all the shingles became very flexible once again, and it was totally good to go for at least another 5 years.
Yeah, and you know what? Each RoofMax treatment comes with a 5-year flexibility guarantee, and with 3 treatments possible once every 5 years, RoofMax can add up to 15 years of added life to your asphalt roof.
To learn more, set up an appointment with your local RoofMax dealer at RoofMax.com. Plus, right now, RoofMax is offering a free roof tune-up with every RoofMax treatment, including repairs to loose shingles, loose flashing, sealing cracked shingles, and fixing up those exposed nails. Schedule your free roof evaluation today at RoofMax.com. That's Roof, M-A-X-X.com.
Pearl's on the line with some issues with vinyl siding. What's going on over there?
My question is regarding vinyl siding. It's already colored. And just issues with it buckling or the bending or whatever you want to call it, and causes and what to do about it.
Well, Earl, I'm sorry to hear that you're seeing that in your siding, and unfortunately it means that the siding was installed too tight. When you put vinyl siding on, the back of the vinyl panels, they don't have holes for nails, they have slots for nails. And you're supposed to put the nail in the middle of the slot, and you're supposed to not drive it tight to the building. You're supposed to let that siding breathe or move a little bit, because vinyl has a very high expansion ratio. So when the sun hits it, especially the sides of your house that are on the south side and the west side, when the sun hits that, if the siding's on too tight, it's going to buckle and get real wavy and ugly looking. There is no easy fix for this short of taking the siding off and then reinstalling it with proper looseness to each piece.
Can you reuse that same piece, or is it already warped and that's garbage?
No, you can. It will straighten out again. In fact, it probably wants to straighten out, but it can't because it's sort of stuck in place, right?
Too tight, yeah.
I think you can use it again. If all the pieces are the same length, you don't have to number them, but if they weren't, I would just put tape on and number each piece. But when you put it back on, it's got to be loose. What I used to do, Leslie, when I was home inspecting, is I would grab a piece of the siding with my hand and try to slide it back and forth. And if it's put on right, I could move it about a half inch. In fact, it almost would feel loose where you could swish it back and forth. But if it's too tight like that, man, I tell you what, that really looks like heck when the heat hits it and it gets really warpy. And you can spot it a mile away. But that's the only solution. Take it off and reinstall it properly.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, if you enjoy watching hummingbirds in the summer, the best way to attract them to your yard is to feed them. But while you can buy hummingbird food in a store, you can also easily make it at home. We're going to share that tip next.
Live in a money pit. Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay. Open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
USOLC.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make DIY doable. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out with your questions right now to us at moneypit.com/ask. Well, Anna reached out to Team Money Pit. She says, we have a great outdoor seating area, but the cushions are never as stylish and durable as I wish they could be. Do you have any recommendations for fabric so I could make my own? Leslie, this doesn't seem like a very difficult project, so where would you begin when you want to make outdoor cushions? Is there special foam involved? Certainly special material for the covers. Where do you go?
And I mean, that's definitely it. You're going to need to go to a more higher quality fabric source in your area. You know, a Joann's or a Michaels or a Walmart that sells fabrics, they might not have the best outdoor fabric, but they may have it in stock. So definitely check there first. If not, look at sort of a fabric resource in your area and you want outdoor fabrics. And if you can get an outdoor commercial fabric, that's even better because those fabrics are going to be sun resistant, fade resistant, mildew resistant, and water resistant. And those are the things that you want when you're looking at an outdoor fabric. Now, assuming you know how to make a cover, you always work with that fabric inside out and kind of pin over the existing cushion. And that's pretty much the easiest way to make a cover. I could go into it way more if you want to reach out again. We're happy to give you the step-by-steps, but definitely make sure you have an outdoor fabric and also an antimicrobial foam for an insert if you need a new one.
That sounds like a great idea, and I wasn't aware that you could buy antimicrobial foam, so good tip right there.
There is definitely foam for outdoor furnishing, so you want to make sure you get the right one because some people, it rains, you know, and you don't grab them in quick enough, and then they get wet and yucky, so you want the right stuff.
Well, if you enjoy watching hummingbirds in the summer, the best way to attract them to your yard is to feed them. But while you can buy hummingbird food in the store, you can also very easily make it at home. Les is going to share the do's and don'ts of making your own delicious sugar water homemade hummingbird food in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, that's the way you attract kids, too. Keep them home by feeding them,
sugar water.
They got plenty of sugar around my house, I'll tell you that.
I mean, basically. So it's so great because hummingbirds, they're so fast. They're so beautiful. I mean, they fly up to 50 miles an hour, and they kind of fly in, like, every zigzaggy direction ever. And I always feel so lucky when I get to see them. So if you're lucky enough to get them in your yard, feeding them to keep them coming back to your yard is the best way to do it. So before you understand the do's and don'ts of hummingbird food, you're going to need a recipe, and that's really, really simple. It's 1 cup of sugar and 4 cups of water. Now you mix the 2 ingredients together, bring it to a boil, and let it cool, and that is it. Now, a bird's digestive system is very different from humans, so there are some tips to keep in mind when you're making this homemade hummingbird food. You need to pay attention to the shelf life. Homemade hummingbird food in the refrigerator, you can keep it for up to 2 weeks. If you don't use it all by this time, just toss it. Nectar in the feeder itself should be tossed after 2 to 4 days, and that's really dependent on how warm the weather is. The feeder should be cleaned and refilled with a fresh batch of food. If there's any doubt as to whether that solution has spoiled, you want to err on the side of caution and just discard it. Just as eating spoiled food can make you sick, the same is very true for hummingbirds. And imagine a hummingbird puking at 50 miles an hour. That seems terrible. Now, lastly, while it's not absolutely necessary to boil hummingbird food, it's definitely a good idea. Boiled hummingbird food is going to last longer, so you can make it in larger batches to save time. Plus, if the quality of your tap water is mediocre, boiling that water is really an easy step to make sure that your solution is at the highest quality. And also remember, if you're looking for a good cocktail recipe, simple syrup is 1-to-1 sugar and water. And it's always great to keep that in the fridge also.
Great tips. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you ready to refresh your home with some new decor but worried about the cost? We're going to share 5 budget-friendly tips to decorate your home sweet home on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Hurricane Beryl has moved into the Gulf of Mexico and is taking aim at the South Texas coast after battering Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Jack Bevin, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says after reaching Texas, Hurricane Beryl will skirt along the Gulf Coast states.
Once it makes landfall over Texas, the system will probably turn northward, pass through eastern Texas and across the northern Gulf Coast states in the Mississippi Valley. It'll be weakening as time goes along. And then sometime middle of next week, it will merge with a frontal system over the Mississippi Valley, and that will be the end of Beryl.
State and local officials in Texas have urged coastal residents to be prepared for possible storm surge, flooding, heavy rains, and high winds. Some Texas cities called for voluntary evacuations in low-lying areas prone to flooding. Also at townhall.com, correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a mass shooting at a birthday party in northern Kentucky that's left 4 people dead.
A shooting at a home leaves 3 young adults dead in Florence, Kentucky, as well as the mother of a young man who was celebrating his 21st birthday.
We've never dealt with this before.
The police chief in Florence, Kentucky, emotional.
Everybody was at the house. It was for a 21-year-old. Birthday.
Chief Jeff Mallory on WCPO-TV says they don't think the gunman, 20-year-old Chase Garvey, was invited. He fled after the shooting. Police gave chase, which is when Garvey ended his life.
Shot himself with the gun that he had and then crashed his vehicle.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Democratic Party has not fallen in line behind President Biden, even after the events that were set up to reset his imperiled campaign and show everyone he wasn't too old to be president 4 more years. 10 days into the crisis moment of his debate with Donald Trump, there's a standoff that doesn't appear to be dying down. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
There are hopes that a phased-in ceasefire deal in Gaza could be near.
A Hamas official and an Egyptian official say Hamas has given initial approval for a US-backed proposal for a phased ceasefire deal in Gaza, dropping a key demand that Israel gives an upfront commitment for a complete end to the war. But all sides warn a deal's still not guaranteed. The officials say Hamas wants written guarantees from mediators that Israel will continue to negotiate a permanent ceasefire deal once the first phase goes into effect. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Roughly 130 million people are under threat from a long-running heat wave that's already broken records with dangerously high temperatures and is expected to shatter more into next week from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic states and the Northeast region. Forecasters say oppressive heat and humidity are forecast to team up to spike temperatures up to 100 degrees in some states. This is townhall.com. Receding waters have allowed some Wisconsin residents to go home.
Authorities say people living downriver of a Wisconsin dam that was breached by floodwaters have now been allowed back into their homes following an evacuation order. Many, though, face the mess of cleaning up flooded basements. Manitowoc Police Chief Jason Severson says the dam along the Little Wolf River was breached Friday afternoon by rain-driven floodwaters. It had eroded an estimated 50-foot-wide portion of the dam. Jason Walker reporting.
Air travel is getting more miserable. That's the verdict from travelers based on the number of them who filed complaints with the government last year. The Transportation Department says it received nearly 97,000 complaints last year, up from about 86,000 the year before. The department says there were so many complaints it took until July to sort through the filings and compile the figures. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Once it makes landfall over Texas, the system will probably turn northward, pass through eastern Texas and across the northern Gulf Coast states and the Mississippi Valley. It'll be weakening as time goes along. And then sometime middle of next week, it will merge with a frontal system over the Mississippi Valley, and that will be the end of Beryl.
A shooting at a home leaves three young adults dead in Florence, Kentucky, as well as the mother of a young man who was celebrating his 21st birthday.
We've never dealt with this before.
The police chief in Florence, Kentucky, emotional.
Everybody was at the house. It was for a 21 birthday.
Chief Jeff Mallory on WCPO-TV says they don't think the gunman, 20-year-old Chase Garvey, was invited. He fled after the shooting. Police gave chase, which is when Garvey ended his life.
Shot himself with the gun that he had and then crashed his vehicle.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mic test 1, 2.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay. Open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Mic test. With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Texas officials are urging coastal residents to brace for a looming hit by Hurricane Beryl as the storm has moved back into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where it's expected to strengthen. The National Hurricane Center expects Beryl to make landfall on the Texas coast Monday. Refugio County Judge Gigi Pointer says, based on the damage and the disruptions they suffered from Hurricane Harvey in 2017, she's urging residents of the county to obey the evacuation order ahead of the storm.
We know from that storm how quickly things can escalate, how quickly things can change. We also know that our first responders and emergency services are strong, but that once those sustained winds hit 45 miles per hour, you know, our ambulances, our fire trucks, they can no longer mobilize.
Jack Bevin, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says it's unusual to get a hurricane reaching Category 4, as Beryl did last Monday, this early in the hurricane season.
Beryl broke several records for being the earliest hurricane of its intensity. But in the bigger picture, there has been destructive hurricanes of that nature. The Jamaica and the Caribbean Islands, they just usually occur August to September and occasionally October.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if his Hezbollah succeeds in striking a major target in Israel, it could trigger a regional war, one that could force U.S. intervention.
And then the United States could be, you know, very easily dragged into that. The United States, if it came to the aid of Israel, could be hit by one of these naval vessels, could be hit by a drone. And then the United States would be in the conflagration as well.
The apparent compromise by the militant group could deliver the first pause in fighting since November and the set stage for further talks. More news and information always at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Tractor Supply Company is abandoning the LGBT agenda. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. The company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations on children, rejecting arguments from some parents that it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their children. The 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect in September of last year. Texas officials defended the ban as necessary to protect children and noted a myriad of other restrictions for minors on tattoos, alcohol, tobacco, and other things. This is SRN News. The U.S. Interior Department has approved the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be the state's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says this is the ninth offshore wind project approved under the Biden administration. Atlantic Shores will be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines. John Scott reporting.
An ancient tree from India is now thriving in groves where citrus trees once flourished in Florida and could help provide the nation with renewable energy. As large parts of the Sunshine State's once famous citrus industry gave all but dried up over the past two decades, some farmers are turning to the Pongamia tree. The climate-resilient tree has the potential to produce plant-based proteins and a sustainable biofuel. This is SRN News.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Texas officials are urging coastal residents to brace for a looming hit by Hurricane Beryl as the storm has moved back into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where it's expected to strengthen. The National Hurricane Center expects Beryl to make landfall on the Texas coast Monday. Refugio County Judge Gigi Pointer says, based on the damage and the disruptions they suffered from Hurricane Harvey in 2017, she's urging residents of the county to obey the evacuation order ahead of the storm.
We know from that storm how quickly things can escalate, how quickly things can change. We also know that our first responders and emergency services are strong, but that once those sustained winds hit 45 miles per hour, you know, our ambulances, our fire trucks, they can no longer mobilize.
Jack Bevin, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says it's unusual to get a hurricane reaching Category 4, as Beryl did last Monday, this early in the hurricane season.
Beryl broke several records for being the earliest hurricane of its intensity. But in the bigger picture, there has been destructive hurricanes of that nature. The Jamaica and the Caribbean Islands, they just usually occur August to September and occasionally October.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if his Hezbollah succeeds in striking a major target in Israel, it could trigger a regional war, one that could force U.S. intervention.
And then the United States could be, you know, very easily dragged into that. United States, if they came to the aid of Israel, could be hit by one of these naval vessels, could be hit by a drone. And then the United States would be in the conflagration as well.
The apparent compromise by the militant group could deliver the first pause in fighting since November and the set stage for further talks. More news and information always at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Tractor Supply Company is abandoning the LGBT agenda. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. The company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations on children, rejecting arguments from some parents that it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their children. The 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect in September of last year. Texas officials defended the ban as necessary to protect children and noted a myriad of other restrictions for minors on tattoos, alcohol, tobacco, and other things. This is SRN News. The U.S. Interior Department has approved the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be the state's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says this is the 9th offshore wind project approved under the Biden administration. Atlantic Shores will be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines. John Scott reporting.
An ancient tree from India is now thriving in groves where citrus trees once flourished in Florida and could help provide the nation with renewable energy. As large parts of the Sunshine State's once famous citrus industry gave all but dried up over the past two decades, some farmers are turning to...
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Texas officials are urging coastal residents to brace for a looming hit by Hurricane Beryl as the storm has moved back into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where it's expected to strengthen. The National Hurricane Center expects Beryl to make landfall on the Texas coast Monday. Refugio County Judge Gigi Pointer says, based on the damage and the disruptions they suffered from Hurricane Harvey in 2017, she's urging residents of the county to obey the evacuation order ahead of the storm.
We know from that storm how quickly things can escalate, how quickly things can change. We also know that our first responders and emergency services are strong, but that once those sustained winds hit 45 miles per hour, you know, our ambulances, our fire trucks, they can no longer mobilize.
Jack Bevin, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says it's unusual to get a hurricane reaching Category 4, as Beryl did last Monday, this early in the hurricane season.
Beryl broke several records for being the earliest hurricane of its intensity. But in the bigger picture, there has been destructive hurricanes of that nature. The Jamaica and the Caribbean Islands, they just usually occur August to September and occasionally October.
Also at townhall.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says if Hezbollah succeeds in striking a major target in Israel, it could trigger a regional war, one that could force U.S. intervention.
And then the United States could be, you know, very easily dragged into that. The United States, if they came to the aid of Israel, could be hit by one of these naval vessels, could be hit by a drone. And then the United States would be in the conflagration as well.
The apparent compromise by the militant group could deliver its first pause in fighting since November and set the stage for further talks. You can always find news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that that House Republicans have already approved 4 spending bills designed to trim government waste.
House Republicans are moving quickly ahead with a dozen appropriations bills for the upcoming fiscal year, but they're working without input from Democrats. The chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Congressman Tom Cole, says Republicans are putting forward their own plan. Domestic spending programs will be cut by about 6%, and defense spending will be allowed to increase 1%. They're also adding in some policy mandates, like forbidding travel reimbursement for U.S. service members who seek an abortion out of state because they can't get one legally where they're based. I'm Jackie Quinn.
America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in June, adding 206,000 jobs and once again displaying the U.S. economy's ability to withstand continually high interest rates. This is townhall.com. The U.S. Interior Department has approved the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be the state's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and 2 state-level permits before construction can begin. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says this is the 9th offshore wind project approved under the Biden administration. Atlantic Shores will be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines. John Scott reporting.
An ancient tree from India is now thriving and grows where citrus trees once flourished in Florida and could help provide the nation with renewable energy. A large parts of the Sunshine State once famous citrus industry have all but dried up over the past couple of decades. Some farmers are turning to the Pongamia tree. The climate-resilient tree has the potential to produce plant-based proteins and a sustainable biofuel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right? right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, here we go, everybody. What a historic week it's been. Really the historic 10 days since Joe Biden offered Donald Trump that debate. And to the stunning surprise, according to almost everybody, Donald Trump said yes. No qualification, no equivocation, said yes. I picked the network, yes. You picked the duration, yes. You picked the moderators, yes. You picked the date, yes. Game on. And since that time, Joe Biden's world has fallen apart. Carly Shimkus is here to break it down, then Rich Lowry, the National Review. But before we get to Carly and tell you everything that's happening today, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
Excuse me, one second, Ambassador. How do you know that Joe Biden's not going to finish his term? What is that based on?
Why can't he come down here and assure us he's okay?
Did the president get examined by a doctor, or did he get a neurological scan? Was he okay? What happened?
Yeah. George Stephanopoulos, and then the White House press corps yesterday. Media now hits a new low as they suddenly discover this White House is 100% dysfunctional, and a president who works part-time and only clear-headed some of the time is suddenly under scrutiny. Like, for example, the Russia hoax that the media ignored and they got awards for, which they greased, and their irresponsibility they never apologized for, and now here we go again.
Number two.
I just think Kamala Harris would thrive in a debate with Donald Trump. She would be, I think, very well received in the industrial Midwest with working class voters. You know, I just say, what are we waiting for?
Really? Tim Ryan, former Ohio congressman, dying for some media spotlight? If Joe goes, who steps in? We look at the possible matchups and likelihoods as Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris head to Washington to show Biden they got their back. They got his back. But do they?
Number one.
Right now, I am for Joe Biden.
I just feel that it's time for him to step aside.
Joe Biden is our nominee.
Do you think he should drop out of the race?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that there are stronger options out there.
And that is the congressman from Texas. These are all Democrats. Operation Save Joe in full stride. But it might be too late. Drama everywhere as he fills his schedule to show that he can suddenly do the job. Carly, welcome. We've been doing Fox and Friends today, and still, this is changing since we started the show yesterday.
Yeah, there's been today. Even more fallout, especially with media headlines and these leaks and everybody talking about how internally Democrats are in turmoil and the party is divided and Democrats want, some of them are sticking with him, but then there's this report that there are 25 congressional Democrats who are going to be watching Joe Biden over the next few weeks, right. And if he stumbles, they are going to collectively call for him to step down.
So we got this. So the president's going to try to show that he could do the job. Emergency meeting today at 9:30 with his cabinet. He's going to have lunch with Vice President Harris. Wow, that's going to be tough. I wonder if it's going to be a prompter there. Remarks at the Medal of Honor ceremony at the White House. He always screws himself up on his best days, and then meeting with Democratic governors in the Roosevelt Room. But the governors met without him yesterday, and I think one of the big mistakes he has made, another self-inflicted one, besides screwing up the debate, not getting bad answers, but just his demeanor, his approach, his confusion, but not reaching out to congressional leaders and congressmen and women and saying, guys, steady the ship, don't worry, I got this, whatever the explanation is. He never reached out. So they're just listening to their constituents call in. They're reading everything they're reading. They're going, is my race in jeopardy? Is my Senate seat in jeopardy? And now he's trying to do some damage control.
Yeah, and it's like truly unheard of. Kayleigh McEnany was talking about the Trump White House and how Donald Trump was constantly on the phone with Republican senators, governors, congresspeople, questioning them on what they think, how they feel, how he should phrase things. And for Joe Biden to not reach out after the disastrous debate is surprising in one sense, but also not surprising at all. I think they're all in shock. and they just don't know how to message this. And over the past 5 days, they've come up with a plan where Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday went out to talk to the press. Man, what a job. And she delivered the same lines over and over again. It's the line that they have. He had a bad night. We understand how Americans feel, but look at his record. But then if you look at his record, you can't even spin that as a positive. But going back to what you said about not reaching out to Hakeem Jeffries or Chuck Schumer or any of the Democratic governors, I think they were just in shock and didn't know how to handle it.
Right. Or they just are so insular with their four people, five people, his sister, his wife, Jeff Zients, and Ron Klain, and a few other names that they just figure, we're just going to pull ahead. What do they got? I got 1,000 delegates. What can they do? That's what Mark Thiessen was saying last night. He's saying, guys, stop freaking out. He's got all the cards. Cut 23.
Well, I think what's an indicative is they're panicking, but they're running around like chickens without a head. They don't have a solution to their problem because they can't remove Joe Biden. Because, I mean, number one, they can't get past the Kamala Harris problem. The party of identity politics is not going to replace her. She's next in line. The party of identity politics is not going to kick the first black woman vice president to the curb and replace her with a white male. So there's no Josh Shapiro. There's no Gavin Newsom. None of these guys are going to get the nomination over Kamala Harris. And she's less popular than he is. His RCP average is 39, hers is 36. And she probably doesn't want him to leave the ticket because if he wins, she becomes president because there's no way he's going to serve 4 years. So she's going to become, if she stays on the ticket, this ticket stays intact, she becomes president. The second problem they have is, what's the alternative?
Yeah, it's a great point. And then to echo what Mark was just saying, there's this quote in Semaphore, which is a political website, from a longtime Democratic donor who said, Kamala Harris is more threatening to those swing voters than a dead Joe Biden or comatose Joe Biden. So if Joe has to go, it's going to be Kamala. And if it's Kamala, it's going to be harder. Also, right. Like monetarily, I mean, there's a Biden-Harris campaign fund, and that money does not transfer over to another candidate. So they would be at a money deficit as well. As a huge time deficit. It's only 4 months until November.
And the other thing that I pointed out today on TV is that Trump's on a roll. The numbers came in on how much they earned the last quarter. It's something I never thought I'd say. The Trump team has outraised the Biden team. Mm-hmm. That's before the meltdown after debate. And lawfare seems to be falling apart. Even the sentencing, July 11th, has been pushed to September. The immunity makes all those cases that Jack Smith is bringing forward questionable. In the Georgia case run by two terrible people, Nathan Wade and Bonnie Willis, is also in jeopardy because of their ethics violations. And Trump just seems to be very disciplined on the stump. But I want to bring you to Nikki Haley. Because anybody like you or I who brings up things, or Sean Hannity, or says, well, you know, Joe Biden had a terrible appearance. Joe Biden was confusing leaving the stage. Joe Biden had to be let off by Barack Obama. Joe Biden seems to be lost. Joe Biden came out after the Robert Hur report, makes a defiant statement, and then says al-Sisi, the president of Egypt, is actually the president of Mexico. And we point out that this shows he can't lead, and people say, just keep your mouth shut. We don't see anything here. So listen to this exchange and now think about where we're at right now. Cut 25.
The Republican nominee likely be running against not Kamala Harris, but Joe Biden. Why would it be better to vote for a convicted felon than President Joe Biden?
Well, you're assuming that he's convicted and you're assuming he's going to be the nominee,
no,
George.
You
and
asked the question that was based on that assumption and you said you would vote for him.
Well, first of all, a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for Kamala Harris. You know that, and I know that. There is no way that Joe Biden's going to finish his term. I think Kamala Harris is going to be the next president, and that should send a chill up every American spine. But I also think the fact that we have a primary.
Biden's not going to finish his term. What is that based on?
Ask Americans, do you think he's going to finish his term? Do you think that he's actually going to finish what he started? We look at the decline he's had over the last few years. You have to be honest with the American people, George. There's no way that Joe Biden's going to finish out a next term. We can't have an 81-year-old president.
Yeah. And by the way, that was an interview that Nikki Haley did with George Stephanopoulos, defending Joe Biden, who is going to be doing that Friday interview, that Friday sit down with President Biden, as sort of a chance at President Biden to redeem himself from the debate. But Nikki Haley has been, when she was running against former President Trump, she said that over and over again, that you're not running against Joe Biden, you're running against Kamala Harris. And I'm sure that when she was watching the debate, she was thinking, man, I told you so. And the other thing is that I think we're thinking about Joe Biden right now, but have you heard interviews from his debate performances in 2019? There's such a marked difference in terms of decline over the last 5 years. Well, he's going to be 5 years older at the end of a second term. So when Joe Biden says he wants to be president, he's not saying I want to be president now. He's also saying I want to be president when I'm 86 years old.
Right.
What's that going to look like?
And when he's saying that I almost fell asleep during the debate, he actually said I almost fell asleep during the debate.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I made a mistake not listening to my staff and going back and forth to Europe. No. And you pointed out it was 13 days in between when you got back from Europe, your debate prep where you slept till 10, took a nap in the afternoon. Don't tell me you're worn out from Europe. And if you are, that's more proof that you can't do the job.
Say less, Joe. You're hurting yourself. He was at this campaign event in McLean, Virginia, which is not a swing district, by the way. It's like deep blue. And he told people there, he's like, I should have listened to my staff. I was going back and forth to Europe, and I almost fell asleep on the debate stage. If you could have said anything to make things worse for yourself, that would be it. Are you kidding me?
I mean, and you see some of the cutaways where you see his head go down, and you wonder what he's thinking. So, and I just don't know how you do that. The adrenaline usually through the roof. You speak too fast.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't listen enough.
Right.
And all I can tell you is, Carly, he picked the date. He picked the time. He picked the venue. He picked the city. He picked the moderators. He chose the podium. He had everything.
Yes.
Trump goes, all right, I'll debate. Now, I talked to Jason Miller, and I said, Jason, why is he doing this? Why is he debating? And he said, because I believe, this is before the debate, I believe because they never thought we'd accept and would make us look like we were afraid or they'd have a narrative.
Yep.
Because since the trial, and we said anytime, anywhere, we believed it. And I said, well, why didn't you negotiate a little bit? Because that would have given them an opportunity to bow out. Man, that was brilliant.
Look, totally.
These are decisions. Like, it's not, well, I'm so glad it was a sunny day when we got married. That's luck.
Mm-hmm. This is strategy.
This is strategy.
And failed strategy. I also think that the debate rules really favor Donald Trump because the mics cutting off the mics really did work. Like every now and then you could kind of hear them trying to talk over it. You couldn't hear what they were saying. So when the mics are off, you leave room for President Biden to stumble and no one's going to bail him out. And then before the debate, I mean, this is like ancient history at this point, but it was a big question at the time, is that there were so many leaks over Joe Biden's strategy. He was going to try and bait Trump into a fight. So now
did.
Trump knows that.
Yeah.
It's like showing the country that you're fighting your war plans. And they're going to say, okay, well, now I'll work around that.
I'm going to take a short break, come back more, Carly Shimkus, and then Rich Lowry at the bottom of the hour. We're following all the breaking news to see what's going to happen with all these high-stakes meetings today behind the scenes. And who are these Democrats that are threatening to defect from the Biden camp? You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show on a consequential edition of this big broadcast.
Hear the ins and outs of the 2024 election right here. The Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
A large majority of white evangelicals make up Trump supporters. Author and evangelical Christian Stephen Strang says he gets asked this question a lot.
How evangelicals could support someone that was as immoral as Donald Trump?
Strang is the CEO and founder of Charisma Media and author of two books about the faith of the former president and current Republican presidential nominee. He says he wasn't always a Trump supporter, but after interviewing him, he changed his mind. Now he finds himself defending him. Strang admits that in the wake of a Trump presidency, the term evangelical has taken on more political baggage. And now that Trump has been convicted of a felony in a New York court, he has even more to contend with. But he says critics should understand something about his evangelical beliefs.
I believe that Donald Trump has changed. Anyone who's accepted Christ understands how Christ will forgive whatever we've done in our lives that are wrong.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Susan Hayward, Valerie Curry, and Colby Minifee of Prime Video's anti-superhero series The Boys, which is back for season 4. Hayward and Curry play new characters this season, and Hayward shared what it's like joining the show.
You just kind of jump in and commit, and everyone is so warm and welcoming, and everyone is so focused on just getting the best work that we can possibly get in.
Minifee spoke about the way season 4 gives more insight into the characters.
Like, it was a roller coaster. Now we're in the underbelly, perhaps. Mm-hmm.
Hayward noted her reaction when she reads where the writers take the story.
Shocking. Continually pushing the line of what I would imagine could be allowed to be filmed and aired.
Curry said it's building up plot lines to move things forward.
It's sort of opening the floodgates. You know, the show's always had a point of view. It's always been a satire, but it goes so much further and so much broader in that commentary this season and then hopefully beyond.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm having people call, you know, people that I attended a 12-step meeting with 40 years ago who are getting the call from the DNC. Literally hundreds of people looking for any shred of dirt about me. Vanity Fair gave them a dumpster to put all this stuff in. You can tell, you know, the quality of their research from the fact that they said that I, you know, they did this story that I ate a dog. And they have a picture of me supposedly eating a dog. Of course, it's not a dog. And they said I was eating a dog in Korea. and that they had checked with experts, metadata experts, and identified it as Korea, and checked with veterinarians who validated that it was a dog, and it's a goat.
It, put it this way, when you're trying to disseminate between a goat and a dog and you're running for president, I'm pretty sure you're losing. That's RFK Jr. Obviously, they put a Vanity Fair story together that devastated thoughts about drugs and trysts and doesn't really deny it except for it's a goat, not a dog.
Oh my gosh.
So it makes him seem, you know, this is what he did have a crazy upbringing and he did some crazy things and he did have addiction problems and
yeah.
He's come out of it. Now he's in good shape. But this definitely shows you better make sure your closet's cleaned out before you run for president. Or expose it yourself.
Man, I don't know what to say about it other than who knew dogs would be such a big part of
Christy
this presidential election cycle.
Eat dogs, don't shoot dogs. Yeah. That's all we ask.
Well, that was a clip from Martha's show yesterday, right?
He was
on Martha's show,
yes.
And she does such a good job. And she was funny about that question. I mean, it was right on the heels of Karine Jean-Pierre's press conference. And you could tell that he is a smart guy. And he is, you know, he's got the lawyer background. It sounds like he's really thinking about the questions that are posed to him. And he gave some good answers about the state of Joe Biden and the race. But then she posed that dog question and he cleared it up. He said it was a goat. I mean, well, I guess I don't know what either look like based
or
on the picture.
Or taste like.
No, I don't. But that's, yeah, you're right. If you're defending the fact that you ate a dog or a goat, it's not a good week for you.
Yeah. I think we've always said that.
Yeah.
Not on the air.
I have that as a bumper sticker on my car.
Right. I don't think you have a car.
I don't have a car.
Yeah. So you're not telling the truth.
My imaginary car.
Can we possibly have honesty in our relationship, Carly Shimkus? So yesterday, they made it clear, the Trump team, that they wanted to push back the sentencing on July 11th mm-hmm. or get rid of the case entirely because of the immunity. Should be immune for things you do as President of the United States in the office and then let a lower court decide. They said in the interim, Attorney General moved back the sentencing date, and Alvin Bragg did. Mikey Cook, a Trump surrogate, said this about the move. Cut 33.
I definitely believe this is going to be thrown out altogether. The Supreme Court was very clear about presidential immunity. And look, at the end of the day, President Trump has been right all along. There was inadmissible evidence that was presented in this New York case. It should have been thrown out from the get-go. We had a biased judge. And now for this judge, Juan Merchan, to finally realize that the rule of law is going to prevail and he has to at least push sentencing, it's only a matter of time before he realizes he needs to dismiss this case and it will be a case closed slam dunk for Team Trump.
That's pretty much, you know, she's hoping. I don't think it's going to go away, especially with this judge. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said it's this judge's decision, right? So in terms of sentencing, not surprised that it's moved back, especially if there's a political calculation there. I mean, you're moving it back, so you're sort of kicking the ball past the RNC conventions. But it's closer to the election, so it becomes an election headline, whatever his sentencing might be. So that could be a negative, you know, when it's all said and done, depending on what the sentencing is. The other thing is, a minor legal point, but what they're hinging this on is that they used evidence in the trial from President Trump's time in office. And because of the Supreme Court decision, now you're saying, well, it's immunity, you can't do that. The other thing, though, that I was thinking about is that he signed all those checks when he was in office, which seems like a bigger deal to me than messages that he sent Michael Cohen. So I'm no legal expert, but I mean, if you're signing the checks and the checks are the issue and that's his time in office, then you got to go, is this a presidential power or blah, blah, blah. So I think that you do have a case there, but ultimately, man, you're still in New York. So who knows what's going to happen,
right?
But you're still in a very biased city.
But at least for 2 months. I think we're not going to be talking about legal cases.
Correct.
And we're going to go to the RNC and we'll finally get a look at a schedule and not wonder if the president's going to have jail time or weekend jail time or anything.
That's
right?
That's almost as crazy as the dog.
Thanks, Carly.
Bye.
Oh. Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay, open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. .5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
There is a pattern, discernible pattern, of Democratic officials seemingly trying to convince you, the public, to not believe what you saw and what you heard with your eyes and with your ears on Thursday night. The spinning is all very reminiscent of the George Orwell quote from the book 1984 that I invoked 5 years ago for a different situation and a different president.
Wow, that was Jake Tapper. You know what that shows me, too? It shows me that up close and personal, Biden was even worse because he's the moderator. That's how disconcerting it was to him. But to Jake Tapper's credit, he knew that he said all these horrible things about Trump. He knew that there were 70 million people and probably more that are voting for Trump again. And he knew that if he showed a biasness here, his career was probably over unless he just wanted to stay on MSNBC. But he never had credit and CNN. He'd never have credibility again. But I look at so many people in the media now writing these comprehensive reports on everything going on behind the scenes that shows that over the last 6 months especially that Joe Biden's in rapid decline. I'm thinking about Carl Bernstein that now comes out. I'm thinking about Maggie Haberman, Peter Baker from the New York Times. That comes out. Now all of a sudden they got all these stories about the leader of Italy saying it became clear to her that she had to take care of Joe Biden and look out for him at the G7. Where were those articles 2 weeks ago? If you said it, where are your reports? Who are your sources? Rich Lowry, editor of the National Review, joins us now. Rich, welcome. Your thoughts about the media waking up to Joe Biden being asleep.
The dam is broken. It's completely broken. Jake Tapper is an indication there. Now, he has maybe a little selfish interest because part of the blame game is directed to him for supposedly not fact-checking Donald Trump in real time, which is not the function of debate moderators, but he's just saying what's obvious, what's been obvious for a very long time. I think, Brian, we've talked about how when it all comes out, people are going to say how bad it was with Biden and all the things they did to protect them in their memoirs and whatnot. But the dam is broken right now because of that debate performance. And Democrats are just in a terrible box, a terrible situation. The way to cure it is for Biden to have the good sense to say, you know what, I just can't do this anymore. This is a mistake to decide to run again and decide to step aside. Doesn't seem like they're going to do that. So then they have the choice. You know, they have the Lloyd Doggett choice. Is everyone going to do what he does and say in public what they think in private or not? Biden's counting on not, and that's probably a better bet.
Jared Golden of Maine writes this. I suggest that he step out. But it did not matter since it has been clear for months that Donald Trump is going to win. He goes on to say that the 81-year-old's poor performance in the debate last week against Trump was not a surprise. But demurred about Biden should actually step aside and allow another Democrat on top of the ticket, dismissing it as post-debate hand-wringing. He went on to say, Trump is going to win, and I'm okay with that. So he said that a Democrat over in the Bangor Mail. Whitney Tilson sounds like how I feel, a longtime Wall Street investor and Democratic donor. We all knew what we were seeing, and we were amazed that other people weren't reporting it. So was he. He said, I feel like I've been deceived. Biden and the people around him have been deceiving the American people. The dam was broken. We all know. We can all see what we've been lied to. He's a longtime Wall Street investor and Democratic donor. So there's other people who feel that way. Today, Biden will try to assure Democratic governors led by Tim Walz. You think it's possible?
That he reassures them?
Yep.
It depends on what the will to believe is, you know, how desperate they are to believe in the fantasy that he can do this until November and then can do it until January. January, what, 2029, right? It's completely absurd. It's the most preposterous American public has ever been asked to believe by a major political party. But the thing is, Brian, they succeeded the State of the Union, right? The expectations were low. He read a teleprompter speech at night, did some back and forth with hecklers, and they just should have sat on that, right? They never should have agreed to the debate. And then they would have had all these Democrats believing, right, or believing enough. But then they went out and did the debate, and now a teleprompter's not enough. You know, they'll try to make it enough. They did, you know, oh, he's so much better at the North Carolina rally. Yeah, with the teleprompter. But everyone knows that's the crutch. And if you take it out, you're not going to see the same kind of performance. So it just, again, the calculation that's sort of applied for the last year is, you know what, he's not great, but what's the alternative? It's going to be hard to get him out. He's never voluntarily decided to go, and there's no mechanism for firing him. Therefore, we just need to go along with it and say he's great. And it's probably that dynamic will continue to hold. But, you know, there's a little erosion here, right? You begin to see some elected Democrats saying, no, we can't do this. But it's got to be, you know, it's got to be Obama and Clinton. It can't just be Lloyd Doggett.
Right. But if he still says no, what are they going to do? Unless they have information on him to extort him. Unless they say, right, we've been holding off on this investigation, helping you out with this Hunter Biden laptop stuff. We're going to stop helping you out.
Yeah, I think the choice is, if he's seeming like he's not going to go himself, are you going to make it even harder for him to win by saying this guy can't be president again, right? So, but what they're thinking is he's not going to go, he's not going to get out, so we're just wounding him further against this guy we hate and fear, Donald Trump, so let's not say it. But if they don't say it, he's not going, right? So that's the catch-22. That's a dilemma. I think they should say it. For the good of the country, Joe Biden needs to resign now. For the good of his party, he should resign now. Give Kamala Harris, I think, probably the only realistic alternative for them. I don't think she's great. Not sure she's going to be better than he is, but at least she's competent, right? She's 59 years old. She still has all her faculties. Let her be president. Let her get the good feeling that would come from that, and see if she can get it done. But it seems very unlikely Biden's going to do that.
All right, here we go. Trump against Biden. Trump's up by 6. Harris against Biden to CNN. It is Trump by 2. Newsom against Trump. Trump by 5. Buttigieg versus Trump. Trump by 5. Whitmer versus Trump. Trump by 5. You believe Whitmer's formidable?
I think she's the best choice. I would not use the word formidable. But she's not, you know, Harris is going to have to defend everything Biden did, right? Because she was right there. Plus, she's horrible. And I'm not a Whitmer fan, but I think she has more talent than Kamala Harris. She's not settled with Biden's weaknesses. And, you know, once an incumbent president steps down and there's sort of there's the implicit concession there that he's a failure, right? And on top of this, the implicit concession that they were lying to us, right? As Democrats are now saying. So I think whoever it is behind the eight ball. So I would go all the way and try something fresh. It's a little bit of a Hail Mary. She is from Michigan. She's above water in Michigan. I don't think Kamala Harris is going to do well in the blue wall state. So that'd be what I would do. But I think it's hard enough to get Biden out. And I think it'd be hard to get Harris out in addition to that. So you're probably stuck with Harris if he goes.
Well, if it is Harris, why would you take it? For example, it's in her best interest to hold on. Why? Because if Biden wins, she's really the president within 2 years, and she'd be doing everything. And now she's got to quickly bootstrap a campaign, get it together, hope people blacked out that she did nothing for 2.5 years. You're talking about 3 years of an empty schedule, an empty vessel. She loves talking about abortion like it's this great ride at Disney. You're going to love abortion. She's so over the top going to abortion clinics, talking about how fun it is. So she thinks she's got something there. Internationally, she's fallen on her face. Domestically, she's laughed at the assignment she gave us she was given at the border. She doesn't study. Her staff hates her. They all quit. She doesn't like Biden. Biden doesn't like her. Jill Biden doesn't like her. You know, I think she is the likely one to step in. But man, to think that she's going to be strong, she's got to totally change.
Well, the person who doesn't know any of that or doesn't know, 50 or 80% of it is Kamala Harris, right? So she thinks he's great. So she gets this opportunity. I'm sure she believes Joe's been messing it up, underappreciates all her incredible strengths, and if she can just have a shot at it. I mean, that's every politician believes, right? That they a lot of them lack self-awareness. But yeah, this has been everything you say is another fact that's been propping Joe Biden up, right? Is Kamala Harris stronger? I think maybe she is marginally stronger than Biden at this point, because at least 75% of people aren't going to think she just isn't capable of doing the job as a physical and mental matter. So I think that's a step up over Biden. But everything you say is true. And obviously Trump would be favored against her.
And Rich, just looking ahead here, I'm looking at that trial in September now, the sentencing in September.
Yeah.
I think it's a big relief to the Trump team, and who knows where this campaign's going to be by then. What do you think happens if they sentence in September? How do you think that affects? I mean, Trump's probably going to be up by 5 or 6 by then. Do you know that he's winning in New Mexico? He's winning in Nevada. He's tied in Minnesota. He's winning in New Hampshire. I mean, this is – he's winning in all these places he was winning in 2016, won in 2016, and more. But having said that, how does that affect the sentencing? And I know you're not a lawyer, but with the immunity that just came – the immunity ruling that just came down from the Supreme Court.
I think that he is going to get sentenced, and it probably – you know, to some sort of confinement. And I think that the partisan pressure on Merchan, which I think he's been responsive to throughout, is going to be do something that's big that potentially could make an impact. So that's what I would expect. He's not going to jail. I mean, the guidelines say you can't go in jail prior to an appeal, first-time nonviolent offense like that. That would be just crazy. I think Merchan will try to make a splash. And I think, Brian, you know, the polling is incredible for Trump at the moment. I think he'll get some of it back probably. You know, we're at the height of the reaction over Joe Biden's failure. So a lot of people are just dug in no matter what. It doesn't matter what Joe Biden does. So I think that the league will come back to earth a little bit, but he'll still be ahead, and he's just clearly favored. This debate was a way station to a second Trump term, and Trump got through it just fine, and Biden didn't.
George Stephanopoulos is going to sit down with the president on Friday. He's going to make a speech before that. He's got to give an award presentation. We know that. He's going to be in Wisconsin on Sunday. We know that. He's scheduled to speak at a teachers' union event in Philadelphia. So he's trying to fill up his schedule to show he can do the job. Do you think Stephanopoulos goes for the jugular on Friday? Is there more pressure on him to ask a real question or more pressure on Biden to have real answers?
Well, pressure on both. I think there's pressure on Stephanopoulos, one, to push him. Two, the partisan incentive is to push him now, right? So I'm sure Stephanopoulos thinks the same thing everyone else does. And, you know, we've seen the media turn on Biden since the debate, and I think we'll see Stephanopoulos do the same. So I expect it to be a pretty tough interview. And the thing Biden has now, he's on a high wire every single event, right? Any freezing, any blanking, any incoherent mumbling potentially will increase the drum roll for him to get out. So this is another way the debate changed everything because, you know, he could freeze up at that fundraiser or freeze up at Juneteenth. No one noticed except for the right wing, you know, except the RNC Research Twitter account, which had tweeted out. And the New York Times was writing about how there are cheap fakes and they're dishonestly edited and they're just
normal moments. I mean, Rich, doesn't that anger you? I mean, doesn't that anger? A guy gets so angry just thinking about this.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it was – I hate the term. It's so overused. It was complete gaslighting, right? They told us we were crazy. We were the liars when they were covering up this guy's obvious lack of capacity. And it's not – you know, he's not a governor. He's not a member of the House. He's president of the United States. And they covered this up. Hugely consequential.
Yeah, what bothers me most, too, is when you read some of these stories, the decisions he made. For example, when he got up and with Zelensky in front of him, he says, we've got you the money. We got you the money. The millions, the billions of dollars to rebuild your power grid. No, there were weapons. We're giving him the weapons. You see Zelensky's face. No one said anything. And then evidently, so he's on the phone with Prime Minister Netanyahu. They're trying to write as if he shows how lucid he is. And he's telling him, do not hit Iran back. If you do, you go alone. He says, Mr. President, we have to send a message. We have to hit back hard. He goes, then it's without us. That's even the lucid Joe Biden scares me as much as the as the age-ridden Joe Biden. Even listen to him yesterday. He's at a weather center talking about the hurricanes that are hitting, and of course he goes into climate change. Listen to this off prompter.
My administration will convene the first ever White House summer on extreme heat. We've invested billions to enhance our power grid, expand energy shortages, gradually easing new employees into heat environments, access to shade and water. You think we'd have to tell people access to shade and water? But I mean, be careful on hot pavement. I was telling the group who briefed me earlier. My brother has an expression, you got to know how to know.
What the hell is he talking about?
You know, I'm in a hotel room And I have Morning Joe here on the background on mute. And they were the worst, right? So the article you referred to earlier that came out of the New York Times about how the European leaders were trying to protect Biden,
yes,
they knew how frail he was, that was much harsher than the Wall Street Journal article that came out about 2 or 3 weeks ago saying people in meetings don't say it's quite the same. He can't remember what's been agreed to. And Morning Joe just went thermonuclear on the Wall Street Journal for running this. It was not true. You know, it's all made up.
Yeah.
And of course, it was absolutely accurate, and they were lying to us. And then they've turned around and flipped around and said Biden needs to go, right? So which is it? Admit you were lying to us and say he should go, but if you think he's so great in private, which they all say, why are you betraying the guy?
And it's a lot different. Like, some people looked at January 6th and said, hey, I can't get on the Trump train. I respect that, whatever. And they could do it. Mike Pence is one of them. I understand it. You know, Liz Cheney went off the charts, but it was an incident. Doesn't mean you didn't support him before, which he did, but she goes, that's it. But this is who he is, and now that it's discovered, he's like, yeah, I'm not with him. But we know you're with him. Rich, another reason to pick up the National Review to stay on top of things. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Happy 4th.
All right, same to you. When we come back, I take some of your calls, 1-866-408-7669. I know you have a lot to say.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, postnasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. Navage.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An incredible love story from a senior living facility in Philadelphia makes today's Dean's List. 100-year-old Bernie Littman and his new bride, 102-year-old Marjorie Fitterman, exchanged vows at their nursing home where they first met over 9 years ago. Bernie and Marjorie have been inseparable ever since, and after being friends for so long, they decided to take their relationship to the next level, announcing their engagement, which was a wonderful surprise to their friends and family. The wedding took place in their long-term care home, and as they said their vows, there were speeches, laughter, and a wonderful day filled with love and commitment. Bernie's granddaughter, Sarah, says they were all thrilled that her grandpa found Marjorie, especially during the pandemic when many were away from their loved ones. To Bernie and Marjorie, here's to many more years of happiness, and congratulations to you both. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A recent study suggests Americans need to do their homework on diet. The Food is Medicine Institute at Tufts University says Americans have improved from an F to only a D on diet in just over 20 years. The study finds bad diets decreased from about 49% to 37% from 1999 to 2020, and that we eat too much refined grains, ultra-processed foods, and processed meats while not increasing fruits and veggies. A healthy diet has recommended servings of fruits, vegetables, beans, grains, and other good foods, though access isn't the same for everyone. The director of the Institute writing, "Our new research shows the nation can't achieve nutritional and health equity until we address the barriers many Americans face when it comes to accessing and eating nourishing food." The study is published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm running for president, and I'm being accused of eating a dog. No, I would not believe any of those things. I am a very adventurous eater, Chris. I think you know about that about me. I'll eat virtually anything. There's two things I wouldn't eat. Well, three. I wouldn't eat a human. I wouldn't eat a monkey. And I wouldn't eat a dog.
Right. So your thoughts, guys, on this conversation, the three things I would eat.
I mean, there you have it.
Right.
I can't disagree with them.
Right. I mean, it's a good point. I mean, here we have a president that's falling apart in the Oval Office. You have a former president that's in the middle of three intriguing trials and just got another one pushed, mainly because of a Supreme Court ruling that many people would like to criticize. And he's like, I didn't eat a dog. I ate a goat. I'm not going to eat a monkey or a human. Okay, that's why you should be on the debate stage. And I can't get on the North Carolina ballot. Besides that, I'm the perfect choice. You know what he's doing? What they're doing is effective. They're making him a fringe candidate because he was starting to sound mainstream, kind of a blend on the vaccine, a blend of the extreme right when it comes to avoiding any type of action in Ukraine, a blend when it comes to helping the conservatives by saying, I want to build a wall at the border. But at the same time, has his liberal bona fides as a Kennedy and a Democrat and a liberal, like a Bill Maher type liberal that is liked by Joe Rogan.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by REMP.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have Veterans Resource Centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A phased-in ceasefire deal in Gaza could be near. More on the story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
A Hamas official and an Egyptian official say Hamas has given initial approval for a US-backed proposal for a phased ceasefire deal in Gaza, dropping a key demand that Israel gives an upfront commitment for a complete end to the war. But all sides warn a deal's still not guaranteed. The officials say Hamas wants written guarantees from mediators that Israel will continue to negotiate a permanent ceasefire deal once the first phase goes into effect. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says if Hezbollah succeeds in striking a major target in Israel, it could trigger a regional war, one that could force U.S. intervention. He says Hezbollah continues to pummel North Israel with hundreds of rockets every day. Also at townhall.com, a setback for conservatives in the Badger State. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that officials can place ballot drop boxes around their communities in this fall's election. The decision overturns the court's own ruling 2 years ago, which limited the use of drop boxes in the presidential swing state. The difference has to do with the makeup of the court. Conservatives controlled the state Supreme Court 2 years ago, but in April of last year, the court was flipped to Democratic control. Seeing an opening, Priorities USA, a progressive voter mobilization group, asked the court to revisit the decision a few months ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden has a slightly anticipated TV interview to repeatedly reject taking an independent medical evaluation that would show voters he's up for serving another term in office. Appearing with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he says his performance was a bad episode. Townhall.com has...
Now, summer is upon us, and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it wherever you're hurting. Back, neck, joints, or muscles. In 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Complaints about air travel are on the rise.
The Transportation Department says it received nearly 97,000 complaints in 2023. That's about 11,000 more than the previous year. More than two-thirds were about U.S. airlines, but foreign carriers had their share, too. The increase came as airlines canceled far fewer flights. There was a 25% increase in complaints over the treatment of passengers with disabilities and more reports of discrimination. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A former reporter for a small weekly Kansas newspaper has agreed to accept $235,000 to settle part of her federal lawsuit over a police raid. Deb Groover's suit is among five federal lawsuits over the raid on August 11th of last year. The June 25th settlement became public after the newspaper filed an open records request. And that incident made the city of Marion the focus of attention. Townhall.com. Louisiana must protect the health and safety of incarcerated workers.
The inmates are toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer temperatures. He gave the state 7 days to provide a plan to improve conditions at Louisiana State Penitentiary. The state immediately appealed the decision. Men incarcerated at the Louisiana Penitentiary filed a class action lawsuit last year, alleging cruel and unusual punishment and forced labor in the prison's fields. John Scott reporting.
A fast-moving forest fire in southern New Jersey is now 65% contained. The blaze in the Wharton State Forest was reported early. Officials say it has now burned an estimated 4,000 acres. Crews were monitoring and improving containment lines and conducting burnout operations in pockets of unburned fuel. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. We have so much going on today, and so much will be breaking within the hour, I'm sure. I'll keep you up to date with it. This hour, we're going to be joined by Link Lauren, a political influencer who previously worked as a senior advisor on RFK Jr.'s presidential campaign. He is free-falling now after revelations just occurred in Vanity Fair doing, some damage control interviews where he's been ignored for a long time because he was making so many significant gains in the polls as a third-party candidate. Both parties look at him as a threat. And standing by, we're going to have Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, conducted and coordinated Task Force Pineapple, author of the book Operation Pineapple Express, concerned as you are about the terror threat here at home. Him and his buddy sacrificed their time, put their lives on the line for our benefit, and then watched it all melt away by President Biden's ill-fated decision to get out. We are all paying for that in ways you would not imagine. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Excuse me, one second, Ambassador. How do you know that Joe Biden's not going to finish his term? What is that based on?
Why can't he come down here and assure us he's okay?
Did the president get examined by a doctor, or did he get a neurological scan? Was he okay? What happened?
Now they care, right? Media now hitting a new low as they discover the White House is 100% dysfunctional and a president who works part-time and is only clear-headed some of that time. Like the Russia hoax. Remember when the media dropped the ball on that? They won awards for? They greased that story and now irresponsibly ignored the Biden story until this week.
Number two.
And I just think Kamala Harris would thrive in a debate with Donald Trump. She would be, I think, very well received in the industrial Midwest with working class voters. You know, I just say, what are we waiting for?
Yes. Well, Los Angeles and Stanford grads who aren't really conversant on any topic would really thrive in a debate format and resonate with the Midwest. If he goes, who steps in? We look at the possible matchups and likelihoods as Gavin Newsom heads to the White House and Kamala Harris will have lunch at the White House to show Joe Biden they got his back? Well, kind of.
Number one.
Right now, I am for Joe Biden.
I just feel that it's time for him to step aside.
Joe Biden is our nominee.
Do you think he should drop out of the race?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that there are stronger options out there.
Really? That is it. Democrats weighing in. Operation Save Joe in full stride, but it might be too late. Drama everywhere as he fills his schedule. And there are signs that he's ready to go. And you know what he's doing? He's trying to put something on his schedule for the first time. I think the original plan was for him to go to Rehoboth and go sitting on a beach chair because he doesn't need to do anything. I'm not really sure He's going to make remarks at a Medal of Honor ceremony this afternoon. He's going to have a lunch with the vice president. He's having an emergency meeting right now with his cabinet to find out, reassure them that he can still do it. He's going to meet with Democratic governors at the Roosevelt Room this afternoon. At one point tomorrow, Jen Psaki is going to be coming to not tomorrow, maybe even today or Friday, I forgot. She's going to be coming to Capitol Hill to meet and go in front of congressional committees to find out what exactly the decision process was like in leaving Afghanistan. There are so many questions to answer, and there's so many people culpable to one of the biggest disasters in American history. There to clean up the mess while it was going on, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, he formed Operation Pineapple, and his retired guys are still in touch with our intelligence operators on the ground in Afghanistan. Scott, what exactly did we leave behind, and what is happening now in Afghanistan?
Yeah, hey, Brian, good to talk to you. And thanks, as always, for giving a platform to the Global War on Terror veterans, you know, because we've got some important things to say. And, you know, I just had a conversation with the leader of the Afghan National Resistance Front, Massoud's son, Ahmed Massoud. And, you know, nobody's closer to what's going on in Afghanistan than that guy, who, by the way, no one from the Biden administration is talking to.
And just tell everyone who Massoud is. He was heading the Northern Alliance, working against the sitting government that was supported by Mullah Omar, that supported and protected Osama bin Laden.
So Massoud's father was the guy that was killed by bin Laden 2 days before 9/11, because bin Laden knew that's where we would go. And his dad had tried to warn the West about coming terror attacks. He was the only resistance force fighting al-Qaeda back before 9/11. And then they took him out. Well, fast forward 20 years, his son has now stepped into the reins of resisting against the Taliban, against al-Qaeda, and is speaking out loudly about the growing terror threat inside Afghanistan, saying that it is worse than pre-9/11 levels. For example, Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama, all of the kids of these guys and our kids are now picking this mantle up. It's like the rise of the GWAT babies, you know. But he's saying that the son of Hamza bin Laden is very much alive. He is in Afghanistan. He is calling for fighters to come to Afghanistan and resume the battle and take it to the West and the United States. And that al-Qaeda and the Taliban are marrying into each other even more so than they did pre-9/11, which is always a massive indicator of an entrenched enemy.
So, wait a second. The Taliban weren't supposed to do that. And if they did that, we would cut off any aid that might be going to them. Have we cut off any aid going to them, Scott?
No, in fact, it's continued at an alarming rate. You're looking at between $40 to $80 million every 10 days that goes to the Taliban in the form of either humanitarian aid or even as counterterrorism dollars, Brian. I mean, and that's something. I'm part of this group called Special Ops Association of America, and it's a bunch of retired special operators, and we put a letter out to both Trump and Biden saying, look, we are very concerned about this. I mean, the levels of funding, we could quite possibly be funding the next 9/11 with U.S. tax dollars.
Which is nuts, because I think the average person, you told me this 2 weeks ago, I didn't know we were sending any money to them because that was the big decision. Now that we left and a lot of these people are just starving because of the Taliban doesn't care about their people, they weren't even handing out the rations we were dropping into Kabul, do we give aid? And all of a sudden, I realized that debate never happened, and they're getting aid.
They're getting aid with no oversight. So what that means is, according to Massoud, 500 nonprofits, NGOs have been formed in Afghanistan, these like shadow nonprofits that are taking this money, and they're repurposing it into operationalized actions against the West. The veteran community has even identified one of the operatives named Musa who is doing this. And then people say, well, how do you guys know this and not the agency and not these others? Well, because we're the guys that picked up the phone when Afghanistan fell and the government didn't. And these individuals are their commandos, their intel operatives. We trained them. They know what they're doing, and they don't feel comfortable talking to the government. So they're talking to the veterans they served with. And, you know, it's a scary picture.
Scott Mann with us now telling us what's happening in Afghanistan, how it relates to our border. Christopher Wray backed up exactly your worries. He's director of the FBI. Listen.
So as we pull out of Afghanistan, for example, you get less and less information about whether somebody from Afghanistan is actually a threat. And so some of the cases that I have seen that concern me are situations where somebody comes into the United States. It's not because there was a breakdown between CBP and the TSC. It's because they weren't watchlisted at the time. But in hindsight, they should have been watchlisted because information was later developed that says, uh-oh, this person is a problem.
So your thoughts.
Right. Well, my thoughts is, I mean, where my thoughts are, first of all, where were these, you know, I love seeing these retired general officers and, you know, agency directors taking the microphone now talking about the threat warning. You know, I mean, we started engaging the Taliban 3 years ago. We've spent over $2 billion, you know, in funds going to the Taliban. And, you know, when you talk about the border, Brian, the Minister of Interior in Afghanistan is a guy named Haqqani. Haqqani was one of the most wanted men in Afghanistan. He is known as the father of suicide bombing. This guy has a $10 million bounty on his head by the FBI. He is the one issuing the passports. He is the one who issues travel documents to anybody leaving Afghanistan. And what I've heard from members of the resistance is that the biometrics that we left behind that documented all of these different people, they're actually using the biometrics we left behind to check their operatives to make sure they don't pop on a biometric list before they send them across.
That is absolutely insane that we left the way we did, to leave valuable things the way we did, to leave weaponry the way we did, into an area who's impoverished but will do anything for this weaponry. What's happened to our stuff that we left there, let alone the biometrics?
I was getting input from the resistance last summer, about this time last summer, that shipments of weapons were inbound for, wait for it, Gaza. There was no action taken on this at all. There was movement of this equipment well before the October 7 attacks, and there is continued reporting that not only did the weapons from Afghanistan make their way into Gaza for the October 7 attacks, but many of the fighters were actually trained in close quarters battle in Afghanistan at these camps that were former Army bases. Now, here's the thing that I really want people to hear as we roll into this Independence Day. I'm not about scaring folks, but what we need to pay attention to is the way that the attacks of October 7 went down, the way the attacks in Russia went down. This was close, up close, interpersonal violence where we live, work, and play. It was not the two Twin Towers. It was not the Pentagon, icons of power. It was getting into our communities where we live, work, and play. This is a new tactic, technique, and procedure of terror groups, and I am very, very confident that this is the type of migration of tactic we're going to see in the U.S., and a lot of veterans are saying the same thing.
And then they're going to call you into action again. You have to be called into action to help out in Afghanistan. Not a thank you. A lot of this stuff was financed by your own dollars. Then they pull out, give up on all intelligence operatives. You don't. You still have connections. They use you to help out when they need them in Africa. They want to know if you get your operation to evacuate embassies. And now we find out we're at a crisis point in Terra Haven in the country you left behind. Can you imagine if you just explained to the American people that we're that Afghanistan is located between China, Pakistan, and Russia, and just so people, it's strategically located. We're giving these people 20 years to have a degree of freedom, and women an actually chance to earn a degree, and at the same time say the intelligence that we get keeps your neighborhood safe. If you explained that to the American people, who now knew the reality since 9/11. There would have been no clamor to get out. In fact, there was very little clamor to get out, Scott, man.
No, exactly. And we could have remained responsibly. And because, you know, when 9/11 happened, Brian, our generation of warfighters said never again. That will not happen on our watch, because we knew that the reason it happened was we did not have actionable intelligence on the ground that was worthwhile. And we did not have a partner force that could stand between Al-Qaeda and our homeland. So we spent 20 years, our entire adult life, our buddies we lost, building an intelligence capability and a partner force that could act responsibly. And on August 15th, we walked away from it. We left 98% of our intel capability behind. And now the only viable high-fidelity intelligence reporting that's coming in is from the very commandos we abandoned, talking to the veterans that fought along beside them. And nobody's listening. You know, what I would love your help on is, I think, you know, we need to get Ahmed Massoud to the United States He's been blacklisted by this administration. He needs to go on the Hill and testify to Congress. We need to hear what this guy
That'd
has to say. His father tried before he was killed. He went to Paris and tried to warn us, and we didn't listen. And look what happened. And this young man is doing the same thing, and the GWAT veterans are at his shoulder, and somebody needs to listen to us before it's too late.
Well, I mean, the Jim Jordans of the world will definitely bring you in. Jim Comer would definitely understand it, and Michael McCall fears it. Listen to what he said on Sunday, Cut 36.
They are detained and released into our society. These are eight known ISIS affiliates. Into the United States, the FBI, thank God, catches this thing, and now they have been detained. But they were in New York, Philadelphia, and L.A. When I cheered Homeland, this is my worst nightmare. My worst fear is to have the southern border exploited, terrorists getting into the country. We never saw that. We saw known and suspected terrorists detained but never get in. These individuals got in, and they were not here on a goodwill mission. They were here to do us harm.
So he sees this. We got eight ISIS guys that are already here. We have let 400 Tajiks into our country, even though they are flagged as a terror nation. We're just absolutely giving up on being responsible at the border, or this administration is. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing that we need to do is we really do need to listen to what the GWAT veterans are saying and the resistance. Look, the first thing is stop giving money to the Taliban. It would not surprise me if before this term of the Biden administration ends that our country has recognized, along with the UN, the Taliban as a legitimate government in the world, which would be a nightmare. So we need to stop giving money to the Taliban, first of all. And the resistance has said, if you'll stop doing that, we'll defeat them. They're not that strong. We can defeat them. They don't want U.S. boots on the ground. Just stop giving money to the Taliban. That alone, Brian, could be a game-changing thing. But as far as what McCall was talking about, these operatives that are already here, what the resistance has told me is that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda learned a lesson, a valuable lesson from 9/11. They're not going to put their face on the next attack. ISIS will be their surrogate. ISIS is young. They haven't
even though they hate Al-Qaeda, even though they
that's
don't.
Not, I don't think that's what the resistance and a lot of the folks on the inside are saying is that's what they portray to the public. But they are two sides of the same coin.
Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann will do that. Push to bring Masood here to tell a story and let everybody be aware that we're giving millions of dollars to the Taliban. That is sickening. Colonel, thank you so much. Have a special 4th of July. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
Back in a moment.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A homeless woman from California whose life was turned around with help from social media makes today's Dean's List. 75-year-old Linda has been living in a tent for a while now until a popular host named Jimmy Darts shared a video asking if she had anything for him to eat. And even though she didn't have much to give, what she did have, she shared with him and even asked if he wanted a little more. Jimmy was so moved by her generosity, he gave her $1,000 to show his appreciation. And because he has so many followers, Jimmy decided to ask for help from his audience to help raise money for Linda. The response was incredible. In just a matter of hours, over $40,000 was raised and Linda's life changed forever. With that money, Linda now has a place to live and has transportation to try and find work to support herself. Thank you, Jimmy Darts, for helping Linda have a second chance. That's when social media is an important force for good. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A recent report on kids and sleep says some young kids aren't having an easy time drifting off to fairy tale land and staying there. In a national poll on children's health from C.S. Mott Children's Hospital, about one quarter of parents say bedtime is difficult for their kids ages 1 to 6, and that worries or anxiety were among the top reasons. The poll also finds that when kids are worried, they may wake up crying, move to their parents' bed, or want parents to stay in their rooms with them. And that having nighttime routines for kids, such as brushing teeth, telling bedtime stories, praying, or even having stuffed animals, makes it easier to fall asleep. The report also says while a dark room is considered the best environment for healthy sleep, parents can gradually help children feel more comfortable sleeping in darkness by using a nightlight or cracking open the door. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. But I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with the left, Ali swings with the right. Look at the kid carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized, and it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. Two sacks throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxing those kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The real issue is he telling the truth about whether he can serve a full 4 years? And this, there's a lot of challenges in the world. We want a president who could be incapacitated. This is one of those where you got to say to yourself, this is hard. There's no doubt. There's risk no matter what you do here. But you got to say to yourself, what's in the best interest of the country, not the party? What's in the best interest of the country in the next 4 years?
Well, Chuck Todd, that would be fine if you brought this up in 2022 when he says he's running again. And you said, you know, I can see he's declining. We all see he's declining. You know, I got to give up Meet the Press, but I'm also a commentator. I'm a writer. I can start commenting on people, interviewing people that see the debilitating condition of the president. You could bring on a doctor that was a politician and say, I think Hagerty was a doctor and a senator. Say, do you see a deterioration of the president? Do you see him not as sharp as he was? Or bring people on that serve with him for a long time and just say, you know, when people are worried about the president's condition, is there a right to be concerned? But now you're doing it after a debate. You're not doing it after the wandering off stage. You're not watching him refuse to do a press conference. I'll go back. One of the main reasons I'd want to go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner is it's insulting. This guy ignores all of our interview requests. He doesn't do anything with our, you know, KJP does, but he doesn't really answer any of the questions of our reporters down there, and he never does any press events. So why would I go and party with him and take gentle barbs from him? It's a joke.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay. Open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com. Or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
And radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We've got a few minutes now to stop down, keep up with what's going on in the news. Just kind of amazing. I'm watching MSNBC. You know what's going on with President Biden. You know about the meetings with the Democratic governors. You know he had an emergency meeting with his cabinet this morning. You know that he's got an appearance a little bit later that he's got to impress by. You know he's got a George Stephanopoulos news. He's going to do a sit-down with him on Friday. Do you know what MSNBC is doing? Stormy Daniels. It was time to control. The goal was to get to take the power away from Donald Trump. Well, that's not working, and believe it or not, Stormy Daniels does not belong in your rundown. I'm not going to program your channel, but if you care about the people and the viewers, nobody cares about Stormy Daniels. That thing, the sentencing, the trial is done, the sentencing is postponed, should not be in your lineup, unless you're so concerned that Donald Trump is not on the tip of your tongue, and then you're focused more on the Democratic Party. With me right now is Link Loren, a political influencer who previously worked as senior advisor for RFK Jr. and always commenting on everything to do with breaking news as it relates to politics. Link, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Brian. Great to be here.
First off, to your thoughts about the Bidens. In particular, over the last week, we saw that Joe Biden won behind closed doors. We also saw the power of Jill. We saw the power of Jill after the debate, right, bringing him to the Waffle House, right, even though he had a cold. We know she was introducing him in North Carolina the next day. And then we see him on the cover of Vogue, and it was contrasted by the New York Post, who wrote Vague,
right,
and put Joe Biden's picture on it. What's her role in that family, in this White House?
It seems like the mainstream media and the Democratic elite are almost propping up Jill Biden to be the next president, effectively. I mean, the way she leads Joe around, she grabs him by the arm. The way she talks to him, it's like a dog playing fetch in this patronizing tone. Jill's like, you did so good, Joe. You answered all the questions. You did so amazing. I mean, they're propping Jill up to basically be the president. And then you see them going to Waffle House, like you said, shaking hands, kissing babies. But an hour before, they said, oh, he's doing so poorly in the debate because he has a cold. If all it takes is a cold to take out the president of the United States, you're probably not up to the job to begin with.
How about the fact that the next day he sounded fine, no raspiness in North Carolina, reading the prompter? That's a huge problem with accuracy.
1,000%. They also said, oh, well, he just didn't have enough time to prepare. And then Hunter Biden's now one of his top advisors. If Hunter Biden is your top advisor, this is a guy who slept with his deceased brother's wife, got her hooked on crack cocaine, threw a gun in a dumpster, has a daughter he's never met in Arkansas. This is your top advisor. Now it all makes sense why Joe Biden is failing so miserably. So I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to put Kamala in. I think maybe what he's going to have to do is just go to the convention and say, I'm going to serve out this term, and then they can have an actual convention. I have no clue what's going to happen.
Well, I don't know if she's going to give up power easily. They'll disappear forever after this. They're done.
Right.
It's not like they have an heir apparent, the Bidens.
Right.
And for Kamala Harris, nobody I know thinks she's ready. The way she polls is below Joe's. Mm. She doesn't put the work in, doesn't study.
Right.
Nothing's ever on her agenda,
right,
except for abortion. She loves abortion. Mm-hmm. She wishes everyone could have one. Evidently, it's the time of your life,
right,
to have an abortion. She's gone so over the top, going to abortion clinics. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lunch today. On the subplot, underneath that, RFK is back in the news for reasons,
right,
he wouldn't want to be. Vanity,
right,
Fair doing a lot of digging, finding out things on him.
Yeah.
Here's he, Eric. Can we roll the RFK where he talks about what exactly he's eating?
I'm running for president, and that I'm being accused of eating a dog. No, I would not believe any of those things. And, you know, I am a very adventurous eater, Chris. I think you know about that about me. I'll eat virtually anything. There's two things I wouldn't eat. Well, three. I wouldn't eat a human. I wouldn't eat a monkey. And I wouldn't eat a dog.
So that's good to know. Did you know that when you were working with him?
I did not know that about him when I worked with him, but I mean, this is a guy who walks around barefoot on planes. He picks up rattlesnakes with his bare hands, so he's probably an adventurous eater. I don't see him eating a dog, to be completely honest. I've never seen Bobby eat a dog. I think that was a really interesting Vanity Fair hit piece, but it's never a good sign, and I say this as a friend, I love him. It's never a good sign when you're a few months out to the election and having to answer, no, it wasn't a dog carcass, it was a goat carcass. I don't think now is the best time for that.
And also allegations about a past relationship, not denying.
Right. Yeah, no, I used to be in all those meetings, and so I wish them well. I can imagine sort of what's going on in those Zoom calls and conference calls, but it's sort of their mess to mind their way out of. And it doesn't give me any pleasure to see, because when I was on the campaign, there was a point where we were polling at 24% on average in the battleground states, and now in that same New York Times Siena poll last month, it was down to 10%. So I don't know if it's these hit pieces. I think also as we move closer to the election, people are just coming down to say, look, it's going to be Trump or Biden or whoever the Democrat nominee is. And so people are kind of finding their ways to the two major parties.
You know, his uncle, Ted, wanted to run against Jimmy Carter, and guess what? He did. He was allowed to because those were the rules.
Right.
Now the party doesn't want that. They want to pick their person, Hillary, over Sanders. They want to pick their person, Biden, for pushed up by Clyburn, pushing down Bernie. And then in turn, you have no competition. So when the bottom falls out of Joe Biden, there's no even number two. There's no John Edwards. There's no Gary Hart.
Right. I mean,
there's no Bob, you know, Pat Buchanan.
I remember saying this back in 2019 and then at the beginning of 2020. Why is the Democratic Party not rearing new talent in the party? Why are you guys pushing forth Joe Biden in 2020? They should have found a young transformational leader. That's what the Democratic Party's always done. They had Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, JFK. They succeed putting forth young transformational leaders. Joe Biden was the first time they ever did an about face, and they have some guy who's been around for five decades with no hallmark accomplishments.
So when you say an influencer, how would you characterize yourself?
So I'm just pretty much a political commentator. I started making videos last year on TikTok, built up a big audience, and then that's when campaigns started reaching out. So I'm basically just known for common sense, calling it like I see it, being a voice of reason among Gen Z, which is not common these days among Gen Z. So I really wear that mantle, and that's what I do.
And what do you comment? What is your thoughts today? Do you think Joe Biden survives the week? Do you think he survives the month?
So I have this sort of fantasy prediction that on the July 5th George Stephanopoulos interview, Joe Biden is going to announce he's stepping down and passing the baton to someone else or not seeking reelection. I think that could happen on July 5th with George Stephanopoulos. Or the Democratic Party is known for being quite delusional and out of touch. They used to be the party of blue-collar, working-class Americans, and now, you know, they're on the cover of Vogue in $5,000 outfits. So I could see them also being delusional enough to soldier on with Joe Biden. Who's to say?
Right. I don't think there's any way he does that. I think he's there to battle it out with Stephanopoulos. The word is, if Stephanopoulos, if the party bosses want Stephanopoulos to go for it, they're going to go for the jugular against him.
Right.
Right? And point out, you know, XY said you froze in at the Four Seasons in front of donors, literally rigor mortis.
Right.
And they had to sit you down. And this happened 15 to 20 times in the last 6 months, as reported by Carl Bernstein, not a right-wing firebrand.
Well, I'm glad you said this. I really felt watching the debate, and since then, Joe Biden was the sacrificial lamb that night. I really do believe they sent him out on stage so there would be no question that they would have to remove him from the ticket. I think they sent him out so everyone could see what's been going on behind the scenes. Because if you go watch Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, they will gaslight you into saying, oh, Joe Biden's so sharp and he's so quick and he's doing cartwheels and backflips behind the scenes. Well, you know what, Brian? We haven't seen any of that. And it's time to come down to the wire and show us. So I don't know what they're going to do with Joe Biden. I don't know if he's going to step aside. They keep saying he needs to watch out for his legacy. I don't know what legacy Joe Biden has. I can't think of really any accomplishments that he has. So, well,
yeah, I mean, there's a few things, white men. They're going to say the infrastructure deal. They're going to say the Inflation Reduction
Act, which didn't reduce inflation.
And they're going to say the rescue package, which we didn't need. And all economists, including Larry Summers, said helped fuel inflation more than anything else. They're going to say the bipartisan legislation. I believe on the CHIPS bill. So, but the CHIPS bill has got filled up with so much DEI, they can't get a company to green light it to be able to staff it. along with the money that they're presenting. So the chips are not coming back yet. In terms of the electric cars and greening of the economy, only 8 terminals have been built. But yet all that money's been earmarked.
Right, 1,000%. I mean, Joe Biden is just spending our money recklessly. This is really taxation without representation. He thinks the American people are his just personal bank. He sends hundreds of billions of dollars over to Zelensky in Ukraine. We have kids in this country who can't read, write, go to sleep hungry, and don't have clean water. So Joe Biden certainly doesn't meet the moment, but I don't think Kamala Harris does either.
Right, what's your view on Trump?
It's looking like Trump could win. I mean, I've always said Trump is the modern day rock star. There's a reason Trump is gaining with Gen Z, my generation, gaining with black people, gaining with Hispanic people, because he's actually speaking to their needs. You even look at the debate. Joe Biden goes on stage. He wants to virtue signal and talk about all these woke topics. They give him a layup question about Roe v. Wade. He fumbles that. Donald Trump's really the only one on stage now talking about what people care about, which is how are we going to put food on the table? The number one issue for my generation in every poll is how am I going to afford a home and have equity in an asset like that? Donald Trump is speaking to their needs. So I see a lot of young people giving Donald Trump a second look before November.
It's going to be interesting, too, because he's laying out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tactic he never did before.
Never.
Ever.
Never, ever.
You'd be like jealous that we weren't talking about him.
Right. No, I think Donald Trump is letting them flounder and crash and burn. And there's a Vanity Fair piece a few months ago that said Donald Trump's campaign this time in 2024 was terrifyingly competent. And knowing some of the people on that campaign and just having sources in there and watching from the outside, I do think Donald Trump has incredible people around him this time, is making really great moves.
So I got a chance to meet Doug Burgum. On Monday I was in, I know you're jealous, it's Sunday in North Dakota. And had a chance to interview him on Monday again. And knew Doug, he's probably been in this studio 4 times and he's been all over the channel. He's probably odds on favorite to be number 2. And the one thing about Trump that doesn't even come up, so you would think that a consultant would tell you, you don't want 2 white guys on the ticket, that's 2024. He has no, he could not care less.
Right.
It could be Stefanik if he thought Stefanik was better. Oh, they'll say, you're picking a woman. He's like, oh, I didn't even know it. Like, he's just looking for the best person.
No,
I think America wants to pick the best person now.
America doesn't care black, white, male, female. They want the most competent person. We have an immigration crisis, housing crisis. We've got foreign conflict in Ukraine, in the Middle East. We don't have time to spare. So I don't give a rat's ass if what the person looks like. I want the best person for the job. Doug Burgum is at the top of my list. I've been a Doug Burgum fan since I met him in August in Milwaukee at the first debate. He had just injured himself. He couldn't have been nicer. I think Doug Burgum would be great. I think what Trump did really well in 16 was choose a guy like Mike Pence, who was seen as very stable, a little boring, a little milquetoast, but was a counterbalance to more of Donald Trump's bombastic. Yeah, he was like Donald Trump was this bombastic guy, New York Post guy from The Apprentice. I think Doug Burgum would be a genius choice, and I think it'd look like a really strong, masculine, smart businessman ticket.
So let's look at what's been glazed over in the New York Times today. In the New York Times, they did, I think it's a 16-page story, you know, reading online, who knows, but it just went on forever. Maggie Haberman and Peter Baker, who are they probably the most well-known U.S. writers who write for the New York Times. How did you put together a 16-page story in 2 days about how all the frailties and faux pas of Joe Biden that aren't seen on video? These are sources behind the scenes.
Right.
I mean, they talk about ambassadors behind the scenes seeing how frail he is. They talked about a 98-year-old World War II veteran looked at Joe Biden and said, hey, you know what? He looked like the same guy I watch on television. They asked, well, who is that? Somebody who's very frail and out of touch.
Right.
Unable to. This is a 98. So we had all these anecdotes lined up. How could you go to your job every day and not write the stories that matter most for the people that hired you to do it?
No, I really think these are just political operatives posing as journalists and pundits. They're basically an extension of the Democratic elite of the mainstream media. That's what we're seeing all the time. I mean, they pretty much just lied to the American people for years and said Joe Biden was quick and sharp. I mean, I remember Alejandro Mayorkas going on TV and saying the hardest part about a meeting with Joe Biden is he's going to ask you probing questions and you can't be more prepared for Joe Biden. Where is that? Where is that Joe Biden? Because we have yet to see it. Joe Biden was never known for being intelligent. I think he was in the bottom 5% of his class, or really near the bottom of his class.
He told us he was at the top.
Yeah, he was in the top. Well, we all fib a little bit on our resumes. But I don't think Joe Biden's ever been the sharpest tool in the shed. And with dementia, Alzheimer's, some are saying Parkinson's, it might be time to throw in the towel. And the great irony here is, Brian, He talks all the time, Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. I'm running to protect democracy. And all their polling, it's, we got to save democracy. If you cared about democracy, why would you have a brain-dead guy with the nuclear codes in the Situation Room?
Well, put it this way. You just made me switch sound bites now. I want to go to Nikki Haley.
Okay.
Who called him out to say the same exact thing.
Okay.
Eric, roll this. This was on with George Stephanopoulos, Nikki Haley, who made this statement and listened to the pushback that he got. She got just a couple of months ago.
The Republican nominee likely be running against not Kamala Harris, but Joe Biden. Why would it be better to vote for a convicted felon than President Joe Biden?
Well, you're assuming that he's convicted, and you're assuming he's going to be the nominee,
no,
George.
You
and
were
I
asked
disagree
a question that was based on that assumption, and you said you would vote for him.
Well, first of all, a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for Kamala Harris. You know that, and I know that. There is no way that Joe Biden's going to finish his term. I think Kamala Harris is going to be the next president, and that should send a chill up every American spine. But I also think the fact that we have a primary.
How do you know that Joe Biden's not going to finish his term? What is that based on?
You ask Americans, do you think he's going to finish his term? Do you think that he's actually going to finish what he started? We look at the decline he's had over the last few years. You have to be honest with the American people, George. There's no way that Joe Biden's going to finish out a next term. We can't have an 81-year-old president.
That's the exasperation that most people feel, except for anyone watching MSNBC and CNN.
Right. I mean, it's just this cultural gaslighting that's gone on for years. That interview you just played reminded me of Casey Hunt and Caroline Leavitt. I mean, whenever you try to challenge the liberal mainstream media agenda, they will shut you down, cut you off, cut to a different segment as quickly as possible because these are inconvenient truths.
Right. But now they all agree. Well, now they're doing probing. Now they want to see a doctor's, doctor's report.
Exactly. Within a week, the New York Times has done an about face. I think there now is this push. We've got to get Joe Biden out. I mean, once you lose MSNBC, it's pretty bad for Joe Biden.
It's almost impossible to do that if you're Joe Biden, but he's done the impossible.
When you lose Morning Joe, your career might be over, Joe Biden.
Right. Or in our case, it would be made. Link Lauren, thanks so much. Great to see you. If people want to follow you, where do they go?
You can just follow me at It's Link Lauren everywhere. Thank you so much for having me, Brian.
No problem. I'll see you soon.
See you.
Back in a moment with your calls. Don't move.
Hear the ins and outs of the 2024 election right here. The Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It's time to take the quiz. 5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
President Biden, who I've been around numerous times just in this last year, is sharp. He's focused.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
This is a man who is sharp, who is on top of his game.
He's smart. He's on his game.
I was in almost every meeting with the president, and the president was in front of and on top of it all.
Did anyone film that?
If you're telling us behind the scenes he is sharp and full of energy and on top of it and really in control and leading, you should film that.
That would be good to show to people instead of a TikTok where he goes, "Chucky, chucky, chucky."
And that, just like with COVID, I thought that was so funny. Jon Stewart goes back on Monday nights and does a few extra shots, but for the most part goes back at the Daily Show and just pointed out what we've been pointing out. Now, he still beats on Trump more than Biden, but he'll at least pointing it out. Stephen Colbert will not have been pointed out. Jimmy Kimmel will flat out ignore it. Howard Stern won't bring it up. Howard Stern kissed his ass for over an hour. Talk about how nervous he was. He tried to make him, he tried to compliment him, and Joe Biden wasn't even picking up on it. It was almost impossible to listen to. But, you know, Howard Stern could be nice to people and actually bring the best out in people, but he doesn't do that anymore because I think he's trying, he doesn't want to get upset Jimmy Kimmel. But Jon Stewart will go after, almost not like Bill Maher will, because Bill Maher, I think, is more concerned about Donald Trump coming back than Jon Stewart is, maybe. And not as left as Jon Stewart at the same time, if those two statements can live together. But fascinating. Hey, go to BrianKilmeade.com. Find out how to see me in Stroudsburg, July 27th. Beautiful theater there. History, Liberty, and Laughs. And don't forget, you got history tomorrow, 4th of July. Happy birthday, America. Thanks for keeping it here on July 3rd.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with the team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful energized and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.